Okay, we're going to call this meeting to order of the Community Grant Selection Committee. We're going to start with our roll call. Parks and Recreation Committee member Nicholas Robert. Public Art Committee member David Redelhuber. Thank you. Commission on Aging member Calvin Dillahunty. Budget Advisory Committee Sam Feldman. Bike and Pedestrian Advisory Committee member Jeffrey Banks. Thank you. Now we'll open for public comment. If you have any comments regarding these proceedings, not on the agenda, please do so now. This is not for those who are coming up for interviews. This is anyone who wants to comment beyond that. Okay, public comment is now closed, and we are going to start with our interviews. And the first one up is Art Senior Center Art Classes. You can start talking. I'm pulling up your pictures right now.
Well, thank you very much. And hello. Thank you for this opportunity. My name is Teresa Kalnoskis, and I am proposing art classes at the Emeryville Senior Center. We could go to the next one. Emeryville has a rich, diverse, and thriving senior center and community with a plethora of activities. What they do not have, however, are art classes. This initiative will fill that gap with art instruction at the senior center. And we can go to the next one. So this is what's a little cut off, but this is a flyer from last year's classes. I did not receive the grant last year, but I felt it was important to pursue, and several city staff employees encouraged me to teach an alternate format. And it was very rewarding, and it gave me great insight into the time and expense data that classes would require for the 26-27 proposal. There was an overwhelming response to the classes. I was unable to accommodate the huge number of members since the bulk of cost came mostly out of my own pocket. And I have to say the seniors are hungry for art instruction. I think the first class I could only had supplies for 12 people, and we had 27 people show up and people away. So we can go to the next one. So here are the basic points, what we will achieve. Support for the 50 years old and older members of the community with creative skills and exhibition opportunities in a joyous social environment. And the next one, the promotions grant award would reach up to 100 seniors at an average of 75 per participant, ensure enough funds to give professional instruction for all levels of experience, cover the majority of materials cost, and provide transportation for a working field trip. And then the next one, what we will do. Explore portrait and botanical drawing and painting. Hold weekly three-hour classes for a total of 8 weeks. Offer an exhibition opportunity and propose this Senior Center art show be included in the Emeryville Art Month activities. Include a working field trip to a local park or botanical gardens. And the last one, the ultimate outcome of the Senior Center art classes is to bring enrichment to Emeryville's senior community, which comprises nearly one-third of the city of Emeryville's population. The senior community wants to learn difficult, rewarding skills in a social environment.
Almost. Any questions from the subcommittee?
And you could roll through some of them. I just have images, and then there's testimonials from people in there as well.
Didn't pick who. We're asking everyone a question. I'll ask at least this time. Would you be willing to accept partial funding?
If I had to. Like I said, I realized how much it cost me last year. So, I would have to, if I could not get the full amount, I was thinking about how I could possibly do, you know, 1,000 less. But it would involve, you know, probably, I don't know if it's a possibility to get the pay from the senior center. Last year, that was one of the ways I was able to do it, was get an hourly wage in the time I was teaching, pepper cleaning, anything like that. That would help. I could cut it down a little bit if I could get that. I would have to cut out some of the equipment, some of the supplies, maybe request more promotion from the senior center itself. And then I thought, you know, if it really couldn't get, you know, if it was much less, like 6K or something, I would probably have to almost clap half the class, the time, instead of trying to do two segments, maybe only one, charge a little bit more for.
All right. Thank you, Teresa.
That's it? Wow. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. All right. Next up, Women of the World Fund with Community Wellness and Connection. And give me one moment to get you up here before you start. All right, I'll go ahead and start the timer.
Okay. My name is Julia Drummond, and I am the founder of Women of the World Fund. We're a nonprofit organization that promotes women's wellness and community. So when I found the Community Promotions Grant, I felt that it aligned perfectly with a program I've been wanting to implement. It's called our Community Wellness and Connections Program. It's an 8-week program that would take place in Emeryville, primarily in the parks and recreational space. Each week, participants, we would cycle through different wellness modalities. So that would include movement, mindfulness. We do art in nature and restorative practices. And then on this screen, you can kind of see a breakdown of that. So we would be partnering with, we already have support and partnership with Emeryville Parks and Rec, Face Foundry, an Emeryville-based artist, Kate Rutter. She would be doing our Art in Nature program, and then also Banana Yoga and Sankofa Holistic Counseling. And so all of these businesses would provide these experiences to the participants. And hosting these activities, I feel like, would be great in our Emeryville park spaces. It would allow people that are high traffic foot space to see the program happening, come and inquire about it and sign up for the next series. I'm hoping this can be a 2-week series, so it would be 4 weeks and then another 4 weeks. And within those two series, it would be a breakdown of different cohorts. So the women would have time to go through the different wellness modalities together and build the community within Emeryville as well, with each other and with the businesses. And so the partners will also be promoting the program within their own communities, which would put a spotlight kind of on Emeryville for as a place of wellness and community gatherings. I've lived in Emeryville for about 8 years, and I think we have, like, our shopping centers get a lot of attention just in terms of marketing and stuff like that. And our parks are beautiful. It's something that we've been working on a lot. And so I really want to bring our program into the parks where it can be seen by people and enjoyed by the participants that are working in these different wellness modalities. And then the grant, the participants will, there be no fee at all. The grant will allow it to be free of charge for all participants. And since we're a nonprofit, any administrative work, there will be no charge associated with that. So all the funding will be able to provide as much reach as we can for the program and to, like, maximize its reach. I did try to make as detailed as a PDF as I could for you guys to review. And that's my speech for today.
Yeah. First of all, thank you for your time. I'm curious, have you organized a program like this before?
On a smaller level, we just recently did like a coffee and art. It was coffee and color program, but we held it in Berkeley. It was really great. And one thing that the women talked about a lot is barriers. There's a lot of wonderful programs, especially for building community, but sometimes they want you to have a subscription to attend the events or get notifications or buy tickets or something of that sort. And so having a no cost is it makes it accessible for everybody. Also, with a selection, this isn't part of your question, but we would allow it so that more people could. We would try to prioritize the City of Emeryville residents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on that note, for outreach, how would you prioritize Emeryville residents?
So I do have that on one of my slides as well. So I think it's on the third page. There would be a tiered priority system. Mm-hmm. So Emeryville residents would get priority, and then those who work in Emeryville would be on the second tier, and then those who are just actively engaged in the community would be on the third tier, and then we would try to allocate maybe like 25 to 30% for low-income or POC.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Thanks for thinking about that.
Yeah.
And finally, if we aren't able to fully fund your grant, could you do it with less funding?
I think we can. That's the great thing that I like about this program is you can continue it with other partners. You know, it doesn't have to be these exact partners. It's very easily replicable, and you can scale it. So I think we could still do it at a smaller level.
Great.
I would love to do it at this level, though, but I think we could do it.
All right. Any other questions?
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much. All right. Next up, we have Bay Street Emeryville with Bay Street Care for Teens.
Hey, everyone. I'm kind of short. I need to adjust this. So it's great to see you all. My name is David. I'm the general manager at Bay Street Emeryville. I'm here this evening to request your support for a $10,000 grant to launch a proactive youth engagement initiative at Bay Street. Bay Street, as everybody knows, is a very, very popular gathering place, and we're lucky enough to have thousands of visitors every week. We're also happy to say that many young people from nearby communities come to Bay Street. At the same time, we've seen incidents involving groups of teens that engage in, unfortunately, disruptive behavior. And at times, some of the incidents lead into conflicts, property damage, or quite frankly, situations that just make everybody feel a little uncomfortable. So traditionally, these situations are handled by my security team or by our friends with local law enforcement, but the responses don't always address the root causes. So we believe that there's an opportunity for a more proactive community-based approach. We're proposing a partnership with Youth Alive, a highly respected nonprofit that operates the Violence Interrupter Program. Youth Alive has extensive experience working directly with young people in the community spaces and stepping in early to prevent conflicts from escalating. Through this initiative, trained outreach professionals will be present at Bay Street during key times, so typically Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The role is going to be different from a traditional security officer. Through this initiative, trained outreach professionals will be present at Bay Street, focusing on building trust with young people, engaging them in conversations, diffusing conflicts early, and what I think is really important is encouraging responsible behaviors. The goal isn't just to respond after something happens. It's about building relationships, stepping in early, and preventing problems so Bay Street stays safe and welcoming for everyone who comes to visit. The $10,000 grant that we're requesting will help offset the launch of the Youth Alive program at Bay Street. Bay Street is committed to being safe, inclusive, and vibrant gathering place for Emeryville residents and those others that decide to come visit us. We believe this initiative reflects a thoughtful approach that supports community safety while also investing in positive youth engagement. Thanks so much for your support. We really do appreciate it. Ooh, that was under the wire.
David, I have a question about the sustainability of your program. Have you approached the businesses at Bay Street to see if they're interested in being involved or supporting the funding?
You know, that's a great question. We haven't looked at that, but I'm not opposed to doing it at all. I think it's a great idea. Yeah. Yes, sir.
On the microphone as well. Could you still continue this program with partial funding?
Look, I think that this program is very, very important, not only to Bay Street, but to the youth themselves for their future. I really believe in this. So to answer your question, I would appreciate anything that the committee would be willing to contribute.
I see one quick thought. Of course. I think it is that it employs youth as well, the violence interrupters, right? I think I read that in here.
Can you say that again? I'm sorry.
The program would employ other youth to be the violence interrupters, right?
No, these are trained adults.
Okay.
That already have relationships with a lot of the youth in the area as well.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right. Next up, we have Hands of Hope Hair Education and Empowerment Series. And I have your presentation. Let me just share my screen really quick, and then we'll start your time.
Hello, everyone.
Hi. All right.
All right. So my name is Ty Wokawejo. I'm the owner and founder of Ty's Beauty Lounge and Hands of Hope Educational Series, Beauty Educational Series. Thanks, please. So I am the founder of Hands of Hope Beauty Agency. I educate, consult, and mentor residents in Emeryville, providing accessible beauty training and community-focused initiatives. I have also authored course books on natural hair care, which participants use to learn and grow their skills both during and after programs. With my 25 years of beauty experience and being a beauty educator, I am passionate about using beauty education to create economic opportunities here in the city of Emeryville for others. Hands of Hope teaches practical beauty skills to empower residents of all ages. Our programs build confidence, professional skills, and entrepreneurship opportunities. Participants gain hands-on experience and access to resources that allow them to immediately apply their skills in their personal professional lives. The $10,000 grant that I would like to receive from you guys will allow us to host a month-long series of the beauty workshops in Emeryville, serving over 50 participants. These funds will cover supplies such as doll heads, braiding hair, hair care products, workshops, rental space, and instructor support. Our goal is to provide residents with practical skills, certification, and opportunities to generate income while building community connection. By participating in our program, residents gain skills that allow them to open businesses here in Emeryville, work part-time, and enhance their personal development. Graduates launch small businesses that directly contribute to Emeryville's local economy. Beyond the skills, our workshop foster community connections, mentorship again, and support networks that strengthen the city as a whole. Hands of Hope focuses on preserving, okay, the beauty trade through hands-on learning experiences and apprenticeship. Participants learn practical braiding skills that allow them to earn income while mastering a craft that requires human creativity, cultural knowledge, and personal connection, skills that AI cannot replace. Through mentorship and guidance towards cosmetology licensing, we help students build a pathway from learning a trade to a long-term career in the beauty industry. So, to conclude, Hands of Hope is about more than beauty education. It's about giving people the skills, confidence, and opportunity to build something for themselves. With your support, we can continue to educate. No problem. We can continue to educate.
That was good.
Perfect.
So, yes. Yeah, so, as you can see, some of the pictures up there, I have done this before, so this is not new to me. I love to educate and teach.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Are there any questions?
Yeah. Hi. Thank you for your presentation. I'm curious, where are you going to hold these, classes?
So, fortunately, I have two family members that own spaces in the Emory, and they have allowed me to, rent the space to have my classes.
Cool.
Yes.
And then how do you, intend to get the word out to, invite others in?
So in the past, I use Eventbrite.
Okay.
And also, I go to the local beauty colleges. Great. So Laney College, there's one in West Oakland. And so I also have a few educators that will allow me to network that way. It's always a packed class.
Yeah. By the way. No doubt about it. And then finally, if we were to just partially fund your program with that, would you still be able to make this work?
Yes, I will. I am the owner and founder of Ty's Beauty Lounge, which is 1518 San Pablo Avenue in Berkeley. However, I would love to contribute and partner with Emeryville and hopefully open up a beauty school here. Yes.
Cool.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys all so much.
Okay, next up is Kala Art Institute, Artists in Schools Programs, and I will... stop sharing the screen.
Hi. Ready to start?
Yeah, let me just share my screen really quick. All right, go ahead.
Great. Hi, everyone. My name is Mayumi Hamanaka. I'm a co-executive director at Kala Art Institute. So Kala's mission is to support artists' creative work over time through its artist in residency program to engage the community through exhibitions, public programs, and education. Next one. Next slide. Yeah. And so our vision is to create a sustainable future for Kala to ensure the artists, youth, and the entire community have access to tools, technology, space, resource, and artistic opportunities to experiment with making artwork by hand and also with digital tools and everything in between and beyond. And next slide. So Kala's Artist in School program has been working at Anna Yates and also Emory High for over 10 years and connecting Emeryville youth with passionate teaching artists and engaging art projects while filling an important gap in arts education. Next slide. So Kala's teaching artists work with EUSD teachers and also staff to develop curriculum and art activities that challenge and engage students, nurturing students' curiosities and creativities. And next slide. And the teaching artists share their passion and expertise with students, and students dive deep into the creative process while learning and experiment and collaborating. Next slide. And so students are encouraged to connect and also explore issues and themes relevant to their lives and also their communities and their challenging world. Next slide. And so our education program focuses on engaging youth in creative inquiry and explorations and teaching artists approach the work with heart and intention, creating fun and thoughtful art-making activities using a range of materials and techniques that works well with each grade level. Next slide. So with your support, Kala's art education team will return to Anna Yates and also Emory High for their art club and other visual arts engagement classes and opportunities, including also showcasing the students' work at our gallery in Berkeley too. Next slide. So the 2 weeks exhibition titled Creating Together, it highlighted colored student artwork, also including work from Emily High School photography classes. And so we hope to include more students from the Emilyville for the next year.
All right. Thank you for your time. Any questions?
Ask the partial funding. Would you still be able to continue the program or participate if you got partial funding?
Yes, yeah, we will manage, we'll try. I mean, of course, we deeply appreciate the full amount, but we will seek other funding because this is so important for us and it's our mission and really important to work with the community.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And thank you so much. Next, we have New Arts Foundation and Dancing in the Schools. Yeah, take your time. Let me share my screen, and then I will start the timer. Rebecca? Oh, great. All right.
Ready to go?
Oh, ready, go.
Okay. Hi, everyone. I'm Nancy Karp. I direct Nancy Karp and Dancers in the New Arts Foundation. And this is I'm a little nervous for some reason. I don't know why. I've done this a few times, but it's always new. This is Chelsea Marie Hill, and she is our lead teacher in our program in the schools, and that's why I'm here to talk to you about our program. Since its inception, the dance company has made Emeryville its home base. This has been since 1980. We've had our program in the schools since that time, and it's been unique to help fill the gap in our art education for 4 decades plus, and especially in the performing arts. We're the only arts organization to consistently offer dance and creative movement classes to the students of our city. We're excited to continue our program where students are in direct contact with professional dance company members who team teach each class at the school setting. Public performances created by the dance company with the students complement the classroom site teaching. This year, the dance company proposes to teach second and third grade classes with added classes for students with disabilities that's been requested by the Annie Yates School classroom teachers. This will be the first time that we will be doing this, and we're very excited about that possibility. Our program has had excellent support from school staff and family members who have filled our student performances with standing room only capacity. The students complete their classes with immense pride, new skills, and greater self-esteem. The program is scheduled to begin in September, and it runs for 15 weeks at the school site. And what's very exciting for me is, as we've been doing this program, the classroom teachers have more and more have been participating and taking the classes with their students and bring the classes back into the classroom setting. I don't have a lot of technical experience, so I actually printed old-fashioned photographs just for Chelsea to pass out. If you don't mind doing that for a second.
Thanks. Having been teaching since 2022 for Nancy, I have had the experience to then see my second and third graders get into middle school and they're bridging on high school, and they come back to me and express that the things that they've learned through dance class, such as social emotional learning, through being able to express themselves emotionally and be able to actually conversate with their friends and work around problems has been extreme. I've also had students come up to me telling me that they're bridging on scholarships for sports because they've learned coordination through both their dance studies and their sports. I'm really grateful.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Any questions as we pass out the photos? It's nice to have real photos too. So.
With the grant funding, first, thanks for your presentation. With the grant funding, are these classes completely free for the children?
Yes, they are, yeah. Any other questions?
I'll ask because we're asking everybody. If your program was partially funded, would you still be able to keep it going?
Well, of course. I mean, we've been doing this for so long, we would, of course, not stop the program. But Chelsea might have a response for you.
Sorry, my response to that is that we've had a huge feedback. We've been asked by kindergarten teachers. They also do TK. So we've been asked by TK, kindergarten, first grade, to field all of those classes and have dance classes. Obviously, the grant can't cover all of those. The one that we've prioritized is for the students with disabilities class because that is a multi-level class with multiple age groups where I believe I could field best because I have a master's degree in dance movement therapy and psychosomatics. I have a master's degree in psychosomatic psychology. So my desire, if we can field an additional class with the full amount, would be to work with the students with disabilities because that is where my field really truly lies.
But of course, we would like to serve as many students as possible. Absolutely. And we found the second and third graders are just ripe for this program.
Is it safe to say then that this $10,000 budget then would go towards the students with disabilities?
Oh, it would. Yes, if you considered funding us at the full level, it would cover all of the classes, all the second grade kids, all the third grade kids, as well, in addition to the kids with disabilities.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? Or we good?
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks for your time, everyone, and your consideration.
Thank you. And take your time, Nancy.
Oh, yeah. I had some surgery, so next time I'll be without this, I hope.
All right. Next up, we have Us for Us Bay Area. Great. I thank you for joining us. Let me know when you're ready, and I'll start your time.
For sure. I also have some handouts.
Oh, yeah. You want to go ahead and pass those out real quick? Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Go ahead and start it.
All right. Thank you.
Due to technical difficulties, our presentation didn't make it through, but I really don't need it. My name is Damian Posey, affectionately known in the community as Uncle Damian. The People's Champ, I should have brought my belt. I'm blessed to be the executive director and the founder of a youth-led violent prevention organization based out of San Francisco, but serving the whole Bay Area called Us for Us, named by the young people, and just softly guided by myself, who happened to be at-risk youth. You know, coming up in the city of San Francisco, I've been shot 5 times. I did 10 years in prison. I changed my life. And for the past 20 years, we've been back in the community. We have a chapter in San Francisco and a chapter in the Central Valley, serving Stockton, Modesto. But our presentation that we sent in, we've done it before. It's essentially school rallies. I've used my quote unquote hood credibility to influence the young people in a positive way. I'm a motivational speaker and mentor and a host, and I have a plethora of young people who have come up under me who are very popular hip-hop artists, DJs, and dancers who have a positive connotation to them. And we go to schools and we do uplifting rallies. And we've already got approval from Emory Mid and High. We went there and did something light before, but they're asking us to come back. They sent us this grant and asked us to come over here. We would love to serve the young people over here in Emory. We're gonna do it anyway. You know what I mean? But you know, with you guys' support, we could do it at a higher level, serve the young people more. You might have heard of Stunna Man. You might have heard of DJ Clo Money, Shell Hard. You may have heard of the Turf Fiends who danced with Kendrick Lamar at the Super Bowl. Those are all part of what we call the UNC Nation. You know, I've been blessed to mentor these young people, keep them out of trouble and off the streets for the past 20 years. I've worked at several different nonprofits. I have a lot of titles. I'm a commissioner in San Francisco over the Southeast community. I'm the lead violence interrupter for San Francisco school districts and things of that nature, all the shiny stuff. But at the end of the day, we're here to help kids, try to curb them away from what we already know the negative stuff coming from all different angles. I don't want to blame social media or reality TV, but we know what it is. You know what I mean? You know, helping these young people understand that fighting in school is not cool. You know, doing certain things, sex at a young age is not cool. Drugs is not cool, but giving it to them in a cool palette. You understand what I'm saying? Because sometimes, you know, you got to serve it to them differently. If you have kids, you know, sometimes they don't listen to you, but they listen to Unc. Or they listen to Auntie, or they listen to the big brother, stuff of that nature. So we come into the schools, we do that. Like I said, in your mind, think of a whole school rally where we're rallying them up. I'm hosting. Stutter Man's doing a positive hip hop, a song where he's really big on mental health. You know, the dancers are speaking on physical health, taking care of your body and doing things in the right way and dancing, stuff of that nature. So thank you. And shout out to everybody that came up here already. Those are amazing presentations.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Any questions?
Yeah. First, thanks for your time. Is this funding for one rally or is it like a series?
For both of the schools, for the middle and for the high school.
Cool. Mm-hmm. And if we were to partially fund this, would you still be able to do this program?
I believe we could pull it off, yes.
Okay. Cool.
Any other additional information, you can scan that QR code, take you to our website, check out our Instagram, us for us, Bay Area. Y'all follow us out there. Y'all hear me? Follow us on Instagram. We do a, I mean, we youth-led, so everything is, you know what I mean? I got a team president, junior president, you know. Thank you, guys. Appreciate
it. Thank you. Thank you for your presentation. All right. Next up, we have Scientific Adventures for Girls. Let me share my screen.
Hello. Oh, great. I'm Amy Miller. I'm the Executive Director of Scientific Adventures for Girls. So do you want me to get started? Sorry, I already started. Okay.
You're good.
We have been at Annie Yates. You've heard a lot about Annie Yates and school programs tonight, but we've been there for about, this will be our 11th year. Our goal is to close the gender gap in STEM. And so we do that by instilling a love of STEM, a passion for STEM in little girls for the long term. And so, if you want to go to the next one. So maybe you know these stats already, but basically if you look at it, very few women are in STEM careers, STEM fields. And at the same time, we live in the Bay Area, California, Silicon Valley, where there are more STEM job needs than there are people to fill them. STEM jobs also pay more than 50% more than non-STEM jobs. And I think we can all agree that the more brains you have in a room, more diverse brains you have in a room, the better the product is. And we're leaving people out. People are already choosing not to be in those rooms because the society around them is telling them that they don't belong there. And so what we also know is that starting early is the right place to start. There are a lot of programs for STEM for girls in middle school and high school, but by the time girls get to second grade, they've already been told that it's not for them and they don't belong there. If you don't mind moving on to the next one. So to continue with that, so where Scientific Adventures for Girls comes in, we provide a welcoming, safe space for them in their classroom. We meet them at their school. They don't have to go anywhere. They just come. We come to them. We do all sorts of fun, hands-on, STEM-related, from engineering to math to biology, all sorts of different things just to spark that interest. It is directed to the girls themselves. They help guide what kind of programming we do. We ask them what they like. That's what we bring to them the next year. And the wraparound for all this is, right, a girl can't do this on her own, most likely. She needs a community around her. She needs role models that look like her. She needs family and all the rest to really build that that connection and community around her so she feels like she's uplifted. If you don't mind moving on to the next one, please. Thank you. So this is what the program looks like. We provide 27 weeks of after-school STEM programming, so that's the entire school year. It's broken into three themes, 10 weeks, 10 weeks, and then 7 weeks around the school breaks. So next year will be Earth and Space Science. Then we'll talk about climate action or environmental science, and then the science of color. We reach all TK through the fifth graders. Every student that would like to come comes, all the girls. We also do family engagement nights, so we invite all the families and all the kids at the school to an after-school evening family STEM night to get everybody excited about it. In addition to that, we have middle school and high school programming so that when the girls graduate from our program, they continue on with us and when they don't get lost. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Maybe I'm familiar with your program. My daughter's been in it. It's been a huge hit at home. So the fund, the grants, would that go primarily towards the supplies and the kits that you put together?
Yeah, the entire cost for the program is about $32,000 a year to run it for one school. That pays for two teachers. It provides a stipend for the high school near peer that's there, all the supplies, et cetera, et cetera, volunteer recruitment, that kind of thing. And so what we're asking for is a portion of that. We then go out and fundraise for the remaining portion so that we can be at the schools that we're at. And so, yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Could you, what would you, how, keep forgetting the question as soon as I'm going to ask. Could you continue the program with partial funding?
Sure. I will say that we receive less from Annie Yates than any of the other schools that we're at, which makes it harder to stay there. We would really, really like to stay there. It was the first school we were at as an organization. We're an 11-year-old organization, and we have been at Annie Yates that entire time. So, yes, we would figure out a way to do it, of course, assuming the school would still like us back. But, yeah.
Great. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. All right. Next up is Youth Cultural Identity and Healing Art Workshop Series. Thank you. Give me a moment. Let me stop sharing.
Greetings. Good evening, and thank you for the opportunity to present. For nearly 20 years, I have used art and cultural adornment as a way to help people reconnect with identity, confidence, and community. My name is Tracy Bell, founder of Exotic Links and Body Essentials, a cultural arts and healing brand I established in 2006. My work blends African and Native American heritage through adornment, art, and wellness practices that promote identity, self-love, and community connection. Through this grant, I am proposing the Youth Cultural Identity and Healing Arts Workshop Series, a four-session program for youth and families in Emeryville. The workshops will take place at Coco Mama Cookie Boutique House, a community-centered space that welcomes creativity and connection. Participants will learn about cultural adornment traditions while creating their own meaningful jewelry and wearable art. The workshops also incorporate storytelling, mindfulness, and reflection to help youth explore identity, build confidence, and express themselves creatively. This program is important because many young people today lack access to culturally affirming spaces where they can explore their identity and creativity. Art rooted in cultural traditions can be a powerful tool for healing, confidence building, and community pride. We expect to serve approximately 30 youth and family participants directly with additional impact reaching their families and community networks. By supporting this program, the City of Emeryville will help provide a safe, inspiring environment where youth can create, learn about their heritage, and develop a stronger sense of belonging. And one thing that I really want to just say that as an Afro-Indigenous woman, it's very important, it's been very important within my community to share our arts and our traditions within the community. What the gifts that I would like to bring is to foster not only cultural identity and awareness within the community, but also to teach young people about entrepreneurship and learning how to get their culture and harness and love and appreciate their culture. And I do have a little kind of mock flyer of what it would look like for my program. And then I just have I could pass the basket down and just a little bit of what we do. Everything is handmade and made out of reclaimed material. So that's the biggest thing. So all the art that I do, 85% of it is all reclaimed, and we learn all about things within the community. And we use a lot of shells because we are on Shell Mount. So we do a lot of acknowledgement for our relatives, the Ohlone Nation.
Yeah, please feel. Yeah, go ahead and share. Yes, thank you. As she's passing around, do the committee have any questions?
Yeah, so how long is the project going to last, or the program going to last?
The program will last, it will be 4 weeks, so it will be 4 different sessions.
And then I do have a question about your application. During your statement, you said it's going to serve up to 30, but on your application it says 120. Can you clarify that for me?
Well, it's saying that it will be 30 per session, okay. So 120 for the 4.
Thank you.
Yes.
And I guess I'll ask the question. If you're not fully funded, will you still be able to continue on with this program?
Most definitely, because our program is all about sustainability. And so regardless, because it is something that's culturally rooted and it's something that is about what we have here, it's always going to be here. We would just like to share it with Emeryville more.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any more questions? Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time. Oh. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Beautiful pieces. All right. Next up, we have Head Over Heels Gymnastics. All right.
Good evening.
Don't be nervous.
We are both incredibly nervous.
You guys are going to do great.
Or give us.
Doing great tonight. Oh, and then ready? Go.
Good evening. My name is Taylor, representing Head Over Heels Gymnastics. Thank you for the opportunity to speak tonight. At our gym, we believe gymnastics is about more than strength or competition. It's about community, belonging, and opportunity. Every day, our space brings together people of different ages, backgrounds, and life experiences. What often begins as a workout becomes something deeper, friendships, mentorships, and a place where people feel they belong. That belief is what drives our summer scholarship program. Each year, we open our doors to young people and families who might not otherwise have access to structured fitness, mentorship, and positive community spaces. Through this program, participants receive coaching, structured training, and most importantly, a supportive environment where they learn teamwork, discipline, and confidence. Our mission centers on 3 core values: diversity, community, and team building. Emeryville is an incredibly diverse city, and we see that diversity reflected on our gym floor every day. People train side by side who might never otherwise meet, and in that space, barriers come down and teamwork takes over. I'd like to share one of our favorite stories that really shows what our gym means to the community. Not long ago, a young girl who takes classes at our gym, she got off the wrong bus stop on her way home. She was scared, and she didn't know what to do and have any numbers to call. She walked into a nearby business, and all she knew to say was, "I go to Head Over Heels. Can you call them?" That was the number she remembered. That was the place she trusted. To that child, our gym wasn't just somewhere she took a class. It was somewhere safe, somewhere familiar, somewhere she knew people would care enough to help her get home. Stories like that are the reason we are here tonight. With support from the City of Emeryville, we should be able to expand our summer scholarship program and provide access for more youth and families who cannot benefit from a safe, structured, and uplifting environment. The funding would directly support coaching, program access, and resources so participants can fully engage regardless of financial circumstances. Investing in programs like ours is really an investment in people. When young people experience mentorship, teamwork, and community, those lessons carry far beyond the gym. Our goal is simple: to make sure every person who walks through our doors feels supported, valued, and part of something bigger than themselves. So what begins as a place for movement and mentorship becomes something far more meaningful, a second home. Thank you again for your time, for your commitment to this community, and for considering support of our summer scholarship program. We look forward to continuing to serve and strengthen the Emeryville community together.
All right. Oh, and you had 5 seconds to spare.
Wow. Great presentation. Made me a little teary. Do other schools support the scholarship program for the summer?
No. And in fact, we scholarship a lot of the local schools like Annie Yates and ECDC, all of the local schools. Like we're just doing ECDC. They're about to do, I think, a 6 or 8 week session. Mm-hmm. We give all of the schools a 50% discount when they come to the. So, no, the Emeryville grant is really the only grant money that we get to provide for the school. Yeah.
Okay. And then if you were to receive partial funding, would that help?
Absolutely be able to continue to do what we do. We would just not be able to help the amount of kids that we are able to help, but absolutely.
Thank you. About how many kids are in the program today?
Like summer camp or like how many? So on a weekly basis, we have roughly 1,300 kids come through the gym every day. Well, so all the way up from adults to competitive to elite down to a little gym talks, mommy and me classes. And it's really nice because we get to see it's a full circle, right?
Yeah.
Some of the coaches were there, and now they're starting to see their kids, grandkids come into the gym. And so it's really like, all kinds of like they would. It's fun to see people that you see their smiles.
What is the income threshold to get a scholarship? What's the high?
So that kind of depends. There are a lot of factors that we take into consideration with our application process. We look at it case by case. And we have different brackets that you'll check off on the application. And then if necessary, we ask for more documentation. And it really is, we're talking to them, learning their story because we want to help out as many people as we can.
We try to scholarship somewhere around 25-ish kids for a full week of camp.
This is a summer camp program. What is the plan after summer for some of these kids that might show some talent during the summer?
Absolutely, and that usually happens, right? Kids will come to the gym. They've never seen a gym.
Trained just a mile, right? Yeah.
Right, they walk in like, oh, my God. And so we do see a lot of rollover to kids that are like, oh, my God, I did summer camp in classes. We don't currently have a way to scholarship for classes. That's just kind of beyond our bandwidth, just as a small network, to be able to effectively and fairly go through all of the applications. So we don't have anything for there, but we do see a lot of kids that come on scholarship continue to come. Again, EC every year, NEH, all of the local schools. They walk in the door just the smiles and excitement on them.
All right. Thank you very much. You did well.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
Breathe. Breathe. All right. Next up is Misfit Combat. And I have that presentation. Nope, not that one. This one. All right.
Hello, and thank you for your time. My name is Haley. I'm here on behalf of Misfit Combat. We are located down the street at 101A 46th Street in Emeryville. We started in 2023, and with your generous support last year, I'm here to ask for more, to put on more of what we were able to accomplish. Misfit Combat is an inclusive nonprofit martial arts gym. We have been dedicated to serving underrepresented communities in Emeryville, most specifically LGBTQ people and Black, Indigenous people of color, identified people. We have classes such as Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, MMA, kickboxing. You can go to the next slide. And we also offer classes to all ages for youth and adults. As you can see here, we have put on affinity workshops for all girls self-defense. We also have an MMA class for kids. And we were able to put on three-hour intensive self-defense workshops last year with your generous support. This year, we're asking for the same support to put on 4 intensive self-defense workshops. You can go to the next slide. This is one of our workshops that we host on a weekly basis for free. Misfit Combat has been known to host free weekly and monthly workshops and classes to Emeryville neighbors. We often have people from the neighborhood walking in. Our gym is located right underneath an apartment complex, and we actually have quite a few people who live in that apartment complex come and visit us and take our classes. With your support, we're asking to put on 1 culturally specific self-defense seminar. You can go to the next slide as well. And the next one, sorry. The seminar was a blend of capoeira and Filipino martial arts eskrima. It was 3 hours taught by expert instructors, and it brought in at least 30 people of all ages, one of the oldest age being 80 years old, and they were able to participate. With your support, we'll be able to put on a self-defense seminar such as this. We will also be able to put on a specifically queer and trans self-defense seminar, also 3 hours, and then 2 other self-defense seminars that will be tailored towards Black and Indigenous people of color. We also were able to use some of the funds we were awarded last year to add to our tiered membership program. We have a free program called Queer Combat that we host weekly. At least 3 of those people out of the 5 people that were awarded the membership were from that program. So we see an access need, and we aim to expand that need and offer that to our students who regularly attend.
Any questions?
Partial funding question, would you still continue the program with the partial funding?
Yes, we're asking for enough to put on 4 quarterly, but we'd be able to put on at least 1 or 2.
All right. No more questions? Okay. Thank you so much for your presentation. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
And next up is Emeryville Early Childhood Music Project, Friends of ECDC. Presentation.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for the opportunity to present today. My name is Lily Fontes, and I'm the president of Friends of the Emeryville Child Development Center. Do the next slide. Our nonprofit has supported ECDC students and families since 1997 by funding enrichment programs that help young children in our community thrive. ECDC serves children from 6 months to 5 years old, and more than 1/3 of our students are enrolled in the California State Preschool Program for low-income families. Our goal as an organization is simple: ensure that every child, regardless of socioeconomic background, has access to enriching early learning experiences. I can see a few of our students on the slide playing outside. Next slide, please. We are very grateful to have received a grant from this committee for $5,000 last year, and we used those funds to launch our music program. We chose to invest in music education because it is much more than just fun. It is a powerful learning tool. Research shows that early music education can improve memory and literacy skills, support speech and language development, especially important for little ones, strengthen fine and gross motor skills, and provides programming that includes learners of all abilities. When young children sing, move, and play instruments together, they are building neural connections that support lifelong learning. This year, we are seeking $10,000 to fund a full year of weekly music instruction for the 2026 to 2027 school year. This program will provide 35 weeks of music classes for all 5 classrooms at ECDC. This program serves around 50 children each year, and that means an entire year of professional music education costs just $200 per child. And I just did the math. I think it's about 170 classes throughout the year, so pretty good deal, especially in this economy. Next slide, please. Last year, thanks to the City of Emeryville's Community Promotions Grant, we were able to fund 16 weeks of weekly music classes led by professional educators from local business, Harmony Monsters Music. The impact has been immediate, as you can see from Teacher Angelica's glowing testimonial. Every Friday, children walk into their classrooms asking, "Is it music day yet?" They love it so much, and I know I included some videos. They're just wrapped with attention immediately with these classes. And teachers report improved confidence, listening skills, and social interactions, and families rave about how their children really look forward to music class all week long. Next, please. ECDC's music program brings families together through performances and community events, including collaborations with the Emeryville Senior Center, which creates meaningful intergenerational connections. Supporting this program means investing in Emeryville's youngest residents. With the committee's continued funding, we can ensure
that we can continue. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Sure thing.
I'll put on, oh, that was your thank you. Any questions from the dais?
Ask the partial funding question.
Sure.
Would you be able to continue the program with partial funding?
We would be able to continue with partial funding. We included increased funding this year just because best practices with early childhood is to continue to spiral throughout the whole school year. But we would be able to continue with less funding as well. We're creative.
All right. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks so much for your time.
All right. Next up is entitled Futures, Parents as Teachers.
Hello, everyone. Princessa Borelli with Entitled Futures, which is a community-based mental health practice that supports youth and their families. And we're working to expand mental health support for communities of color. And we've proposed to provide on-site parents mentoring services in partnership with the Wellness Center at Emeryville Unified, creating a consistent and trusted support point for local families and young children. The model is called Parents as Teachers, and it is an evidence-based early childhood parent coaching model that supports families with children who have children of ages prenatal through kindergarten. We could possibly serve about 45 parents slash caregivers for the year and provide parent education, developmental guidance, family support, and one-on-one sessions, as well as a few group sessions on site. We offer individual parent consultations. We do developmental screenings and obviously referrals to early learning, other community resources, and mental health support whenever needed. This model creates a low barrier to entry. In partnership with Emeryville, we'd be a welcoming entry point for Emeryville families to access parenting support and early childhood information without navigating complex systems. So we're here to strengthen parent-child relationships, school readiness, and caregiver confidence while supporting healthy development from prenatal through age 5. And we're also here to build long-term relationships with the Emeryville community by introducing the Parent as Teachers program locally and establishing a foundation for sustained family support services. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep.
And I'll see if there's any questions from the group.
Yeah. Where are you holding these sessions for?
Currently, we're at 5 Oakland Library. And 5 locations with the Parks Department as well.
And this would be specifically targeted at Emeryville families?
Yes, this particular is our expansion into Emeryville and our opportunity to be on campus and to possibly work for into the next year of blending it into an entry point for Emeryville families.
Really like your program idea. I'm curious, how do you plan to kind of bring these families in, and what's your experience of, I know it's hard to ask for help, so.
Yes, and that's the problem. It's not a problem, but it's an opportunity for us to provide them that level of confidence and make sure they're not parenting, feel like they're parenting alone, and the ability to answer questions. And the way that we do that is by joining partnering with organizations like yours, the library, for example. We're showing up at their play groups, and we're targeting families in a really safe space in places that they already attend. And so that's why it makes a really comfortable setting for them. And then we also have the ability, it's the Parents as Teachers really made for home visiting, but not every home is a safe space. And so we get them here when they're here in that safe space, in their comfortable space. And then they don't have to have that barrier of travel, costs, and everything else that's associated with receiving these sorts of services. So, we're working on those barriers.
If we were to partially fund this program, it would still be able to
We definitely would. We are thankful to have funding from the state of California in order to be able to expand services. Any other questions?
Okay.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you for your time. Thank you. All right. Next up is the Emory Merchants Association, Micro Merchant Community Connections.
Ready? Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Idowu Kuejo, a.k.a. Amy, and I am the owner of Timmy Salon. I have been an entrepreneur for over 25 years, and I am the creator of the Emory Merchants Association. Our organization is dedicated to strengthening the connection between Emeryville's micro merchants and the community that they serve. Micro merchants businesses are businesses with fewer than 5 employees and are the backbone of the local neighborhood. They provide essential goods and services, create character in our commercial corridors, and build relationships with everyday tenants, residents. Yet despite their importance, these businesses often operate without the support systems that larger organizations take for granted. Our initiative will focus on building a collaborative network that supports these micro businesses while strengthening the relationship with the Emeryville community. We aim to increase merchant visibility, foster collaboration among local business owners, and encourage meaningful engagement between businesses and residents. A key component of our work is establishing a liaison role between merchants of City of Emeryville, role between merchants and City of Emeryville officials. This role will help ensure clear communication, provide advocacy for small businesses, and create alignment between city initiatives and the needs of local merchants. Currently, there is no dedicated support structure for Emeryville businesses with fewer than 5 employees. Many micro merchants lack access to structured guidance and direct coordination with the city. As a result, they often face regulatory challenges, limited visibility, and economic instability. This project will create a centralized framework for collaboration and support. Through hands-on guidance, strategic planning, and coordinated communication with the city, we will help merchants navigate challenges while strengthening their ability to thrive within the community. We are seeking this grant funding to support the development and launch of this association. Funding will allow us to create marketing pieces and increase merchant visibility, secure venue space and meetings for community events, support staff, and cover essential operational costs needed to build and sustain the initiative. Through this initiative, we plan to serve our community.
Yeah, thank you. Good job.
Any questions?
Great job.
Public speaking is not for me, but I'm learning.
You did great. You did fantastic. Any questions from the group?
You did great, yeah.
Thanks.
I guess I was just thinking, how would you measure the success of the program? Like, this is a new initiative.
This is a brand new initiative. I wouldn't say it's a pilot because we intend to stick around and continue operations even without the funding. It's just the initial of creating awareness and reaching out to the community and holding a community space with our sister, who happens to be also a merchant member.
What's your go-to-market scheme? Like, how do you plan on identifying these small businesses that have 5 employees or less?
Very good question, and I knew you would answer that. So my plan is to send out flyers, grab some database from a few resources, and the old school door knocking, just go to a few businesses that we can find online that it's operating relatively small. You're welcome. Thank you.
I'll ask our favorite question you knew was coming. Would you still continue the program with partial funding?
Yes, we will continue. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Great job. Okay, next up we have Fishnets and Film Incorporated, Emeryville Pride.
First of all, I do have a program change. We are doing our Friday morning drag bingo and free senior lunch at the senior center. So I'm very excited that we do have that program change. When I was a little gay boy living in Alabama, playing in the dirt road and drinking from the water hose, I wanted to be somebody. You know, I wanted to make a difference. I wanted to be a psychologist of all things and create and entertain and be Liberace, if any of you know who Liberace is. And when I began living here in Emeryville, I began to see that reality happen by doing events here, by doing drag bingo at Public Market, and really seeing there's nothing gay to do. We had to leave to go to Pride at San Francisco. And now when I say we have Emeryville Pride here to people that come, you know, Berkeley, they are shocked. They are excited. They want to come. They want to know when it is. And last year, I went big with a three-day event. I had something for everyone. And I am determined to make them free events. I'm a little jaded gay with when it comes to Pride. I think that Pride events should be free and for the public and for everyone. And so that's what we did. And it was fantastic. We had thousands of people that came through the weekend. And I want to do it again. So, and with Pride, especially now, I don't want to spend a lot of time with what's happening in our country, in our world, but with Pride, we can be a beacon of hope and joy for not only the queer community, but also our supporters, that will come together for a personal, celebration that is also about community. It's about family. It's about networking. There's an economic impact. There's, people travel in from out of town. It's educational and inspiring as well. And it really has been, last year we were able to get in the news. So, I just am, I'm excited to see what, my drag persona, Miss Sweet Nothing, and I can do, with the Pride event, we're having this year. So. I'm surprised I didn't run out of time. Last time my drag persona was here and she didn't, she ran out of time. So.
You still have 25 seconds.
Oh, I just really, you all have a tough decisions. I know you do. And I just have grown as an artist, as a business person. I have a nonprofit now that came about from these opportunities here in Emeryville. So, and it just really allows me to tell more stories and work with other venues. I want to tell more. I love microphones.
Any questions from the group?
Just one comment. I was here a few years back and it's exciting to see how you've kind of grown, from kind of a movie festival and now to a full scale Pride in Emeryville. I think that's, really cool. And then I'll just ask the question we're asking everybody. Could you do this with less funding?
Well, I did this with partial funding last year. I will say that I do most of the funds go into performer fees. I'm blessed to work with venues like the Bay Street Emeryville, Public Market Emeryville, where I don't have to pay rent. And I also do get some budgets from them to really do outreach and bring in bands. And I mean, no one, you know, performers are pricey. So it allows me to bring in really, you know, programs. So, of course I will spend any amount that, and truly I know it's tough to make decisions to make. So I surely hope we have an opportunity to get some funds so that we can continue spreading queer joy and engagement where we need it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, our next group up is the Friends of Golden Gate Library and Jazz on Sundays, Jazz Concert Series. Up those photos you sent me. Just give me one second, Tim.
Sure. The images can just be shown in on a rotation.
Let me just share
in any order.
Green. And your time is going to start.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Friends of the Golden Gate Library has provided live jazz performances for over 30 years. The program was founded by the world-renowned jazz drummer Donald Duck Bailey in 1990. The Friends of the Golden Gate Library live jazz performances are provided for free by professional jazz musicians with international, national experience and local Bay Area connections. Performances are provided in trio, quartet, quintet, and big band groups. We also provide youth performances. In fact, one interesting point is two of the youth performers that have performed with us in the recent past are now performing at Yoshi's and other venues, and that's always exciting for us to have people pass through our program, go on and become professional. We propose to provide the following program for 2026, some of this may extend into the following year. We've done that before. First of all, we have the jazz, the big band concert at Doyle Hollis Park. It's a great park for this performance. We love doing it every year. It would be the third week of August from 3 to 5 p.m., which is the spot we normally have. The performance would be by Melba's Kitchen. It's all women's big bands, which that celebrates the music of two great female jazz musicians, Alba Liston and Mary Lou Williams. We're also interested in doing possibly three performances at the Emeryville Senior Center. In the last few years, we've experimented with doing live performances in various parks throughout Emeryville. And we've also performed at the Emeryville Senior Center. Seniors fell in love with us. They love the music we play. And it's a beautiful location. The stage and the space is perfect for these kinds of the senior center. So we'd really like to focus this year on the senior center. That would include a Black History Month performance for February, a holiday luncheon, which we've done before in December, and a spring jazz concert, perhaps in April. Finally, we would like some assistance with our performances at the Golden Gate Library. We have a wonderful and unique relationship with Emeryville in terms of sharing the Golden Gate Library.
Thank you for your presentation. And are there any questions?
Yeah, so out of your eight performances, where do you see most of them being? Like, are seven of them going to be at Golden Gate and then maybe one at the Senior Center? Or how are you going to divvy that up?
We have seven performances at the library, one performance at Doyle Hollis Park, and we would like to see three performances at the Senior Center. But the core of our operation is eight performances, seven at the library and one at Doyle Hollis Park. Emeryville Senior Center is something that we definitely, this seniors were thrilled with the program. And we really like the venue. It's perfect for this. In the past, we did movie night and the Harvest Festival and various other things, which were nice, but we've kind of fallen in love with the Senior Center.
Can I ask, in the budget, the other expenses kind of lay some things out. Are those for the performers?
We have to pay the we don't charge the attendees for any of the performances. The fun and we're all volunteers. None of us receive any payment of any sort. The money is strictly for there's some equipment and transport costs, things like that, but primarily the money goes to the musicians, both the professionals and the youth performers. They get to experience being on stage and getting paid for playing music, which is pretty exciting for them.
I thought of my piano career as a 12-year-old. The question we're asking everyone, you've heard quite a bit. Would you continue the program with partial funding?
Yes, of course.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for your presentation. Let me stop sharing my screen. The next up is Emeryville Historical Society and the EHS Butchertown North Hollis Historic Walking Tour. One second. I'm going to stop sharing and pull up your presentation. I'll start the time when I get you up here and ready. Down to six slides, right?
Six slides, yes.
Okay. Got the right one.
Right.
Okay, I'll go ahead and start your time.
Thank you. Good evening, subcommittee, and thank you for hearing our pitch. I'm Rob Arias, creative director of the Emeryville Historical Society, joined by our co-founder, Don Hausler, who's been doing it for 36 years, and former Emeryville police officer, Randy Orton. Earlier today, we finished installing the final stage of our San Pablo walking tour, which you helped front last year. I encourage everyone to take it. Randy's given you some maps, so you can be among the first to have those. It's already live on our website, and it should be available on the app. You know, it's we publish it in an app and our website. You know, for everybody within a week or so. So anyway, our next tour. Up on the screen. Today we're here to pitch a walking tour for northwestern Emeryville. We don't want to leave anybody out in the city, every nook and cranny. The area has gone by many names over the years. Butchertown is one, North Hollis, North Bayfront, Christie Corps, and Stockyard District, North End. In the earlier years of the city, it was, the Emeryville Stockyard District. Where livestock operations related to the industry has dominated the shoreline. The byproduct of those just openly flowed into the bay. There are accounts of the stench of the area, and it was not pleasant. It's a complicated but fascinating chapter of Emeryville's history. So this tour will highlight not only the former stockyards, but also several landmark buildings that define this part of the city. The Sawtooth Building you might be familiar with across from Doyle Hollis Park. Heritage Square, I think, is another name for it. This was originally part of a Westinghouse plant. Pacific Park Plaza, city's only residential high-rise, built in the 80s, but it really kind of helped define the city and its current makeup. Marketplace, of course, home to the legendary Silks nightclub, and the historic Pabco site, you know, which is where the public market is. Jelly Bean Square, it's on Hollis and Hollis and Ocean. Yeah, very decadent building. You know where they used to manufacture jelly bellies, and Grove Valley, of course, where Cliff Bar was up until recently. Together, these sites help tell the story of how the district evolved from heavy industry into the mixed use neighborhood we see today. So. If you're not familiar with our tours, you know, we install these signs in somewhere between 26 and 30 locations. Got QR codes on them. We produce these maps, and it's almost like a treasure hunt, you know, for the person that's on there to go scan them and learn about the history. There's an audio clip in there just to make it accessible for everybody. it functions very much like an outdoor museum spread across the city. So, anyway, larger vision is to have five of these throughout the city. You see on the map here the three that have already been done, Park Avenue, San Pablo, and Greenway, and the rough location of where the Butchertown is going to go. And then hopefully everything goes well.
Thank you.
Emeryville Peninsula and the South Bayfront.
All right. Thank you very much. Any questions from the group? I'll go to your last slide there.
Yeah, but how many app downloads do you guys usually have, I guess, like a metric for how popular the tours are?
By my guesstimation, it's not super scientific, you know, because
that's fine.
We're doing these, but probably 3/4 of the people are taken to the website and about 1/4 of the people through the app. You know, the app is a little bit of a boutique experience.
Yeah.
Superior. But yeah, for each tour, roughly 250 a year and at least 750, you know, through the website, I'm guessing, you know. But there are people that take it on the map and probably never even interact with the phone. So
yeah,
analytics are tough on it. But
yeah, yeah. Well, thanks for providing some context. And then the question that we're asking everybody, could you make it work with less?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so far with the Park Avenue District Tour, we got by with 3,000 and we really kind of lost our shirt, you know, on it, but we were determined to get it done.
Yeah.
We broke even with the next one when we got 5. And then last year with San Pablo, we got 7. So, you know, it helped the organization out a little bit to have, like, you know, not just break even, you know, because the cost of these things are hard. You know, they're fixed to print things and the cost of the app subscription, et cetera. So the thing that I feel like we're missing, we're using all the promotional levers that we can pull, you know, and having some extra money to promote it, you know, tapping into the algorithm. Would I think take this to the next level? So that's what would probably hurt the most if, you know, we didn't get the roughly 9.5 that we're asking is the promotion of it.
Understood. Thank you.
There are. You know, the city might be cutting us a break, but you know, it's $650. So it's been pretty flat for the 3 tours we've done prior.
That's total for the tour, right? Not per sign?
Yeah, just for, okay, all right. For all 30 signs. Yeah. Thank God.
Yeah. Did we ask the partial funding? We did.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Abbreviated.
Yeah, you guys did that. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for your time.
Do you want any more maps? You get one?
I want to make sure we get those new ones, though. Make sure we leave leave some downstairs. Yeah. If you can.
I do have the app. I don't know if I'm conflicted out of voting. But.
Thank you. Okay, next we have Emeryville Children and Nature and the ongoing initiatives and continued impact. I think the sound's going to work on the video. I'm going to do my darndest.
Okay, thank you.
Do you want me to play the video right away from the start of your time?
I was going to introduce myself, but
I'll let you introduce yourself.
Video, because then it'll go more smoothly and waste less time.
I'm not going to start the time. Let me just make sure. Wait, hold on. Oh, there's sound to it.
Yeah.
Yep, that's what's going to happen.
Hold on.
I don't know if I'm going to get that sound to work for you, so I didn't start your time yet. But let me know when you want to start, or do you want to go with your presentation?
I can at least make it filled screen or size.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is the max that it will go.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, then let me introduce myself, and then we'll play it. Give more context about the music. Let me know when to start.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. Hi, I'm Patty Weber, director of East Bay Children and Nature. We are the part of the collaboration in Emeryville Children and Nature, which is a collaboration between the school district, ECDC, Head Start, and the city of bringing nature to early childhood. And our
initiative is pretty unique. We're not just gardening and environmental education, so I want to show a little bit more about our creative free play, which is critical for childhood brain development and improves mental, physical, social, and emotional health, and, of course, encourages kids to love nature and grow up to become stewards of the environment. So far, I'm ahead of schedule because I got to talk over it. So when you're ready, we'll go to the first slide, or second slide now. So far, our initiative, which primarily started in 2025, we've put together some pilot nature exploration areas. We've done programming ranging from permanent materials at schools and the community center to a series of nature pop-ups at city parks and festivals, featuring our new nature mobile that was partially funded by this grant last year. And this year we want to continue with our pop-ups because they've been so popular. And of course, we want to maintain our existing nature exploration area sites. That's critical. But we also want to follow through on the goals of the initiative, the Emeryville Children Nature Initiative, which is our collaborative, and that is to connect early childhood with nature. And that includes Head Start and ECDC. At Head Start, there is a total nature deficit. They used to have a garden. It got vandalized, and now there's this big vacant space, and we've allocated $4,000, which isn't a lot, but it's fortunately with nature, you can get a lot done with little, and we want to revitalize it and make it accessible to these kids who come from families with limited resources that really need this access to nature. And then that's an example of the kind of thing we want to do, an outdoor classroom. And at ECDC, they've got a couple of small nooks where we can fit in some nature features. These areas are smaller, so we're considering about half the budget for this that we are at Head Start. And it's highly supported by Friends of ECDC, the Parent Community Support Group. They are actually applying for another small grant to get as much of this done as they can, because I think everybody is really seeing the value of nature and its effects on kids. And this, here we go.
Perfect timing.
Questions?
It's questions.
Really clear proposal and good presentation. So I'll ask the one question, unless anyone has one. But could you continue to do the program with partial funding?
We can do a partial program.
Okay.
Partial funding.
I'm waiting for someone to say no.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Next up, we have the Cookies and Connections Social Series.
A moment. Thank you so much.
Sharing. Don't start yet. Hold on.
Okay.
Jack. Get a
stare. Gorgeous.
Whole time. Tiny.
Tracy is passing out a one sheet that I put together for you all and some cookies because this is Cookies and Connections. So,
all right, I'll start your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, and thank you for the opportunity to present to you all today. Thank you so much for your time. My name is Empress, and I host the community programming at Coco Mama Boutique House here in Emeryville, a space we call the Orange Portal, a welcoming place intentionally created for connection and community. The program I am proposing today is called Cookies and Connection Social, and the mission is simple. Micro experiences, macro impact. Cookies and Connection Social is an intergenerational community gathering where residents come together for an evening of conversation, games, laughter, and connection. In just 1 month, we hosted 4 gatherings, welcoming over 120 Emeryville residents. Participants included youth, elders, families, entrepreneurs, and neighbors from across the community. What we saw during these gatherings was powerful. People who had lived in this same neighborhood for years met for the first time. Young people connected with elders. New friendships and community relationships formed in a welcoming space centered around hospitality and shared experiences. This program is important because as cities grow and change, people can live close to each other without truly knowing one another. Cookies and Connections creates intentional space for neighbors to connect and build relationships. The program is also designed to remain accessible while encouraging participation and commitment. Guests contribute a small ticket investment, which helps ensure people show up, engage, and value the experience. For a modest cost, participants receive an evening of connection, hospitality, and community building. In just 1 month, we demonstrated that small, intentional gatherings can create meaningful community impact. We did four gatherings, 120 residents served, intergenerational participant, accessible, and community-driven. Because while we all know cities are built with buildings, communities are built with relationships, and that's what I'm here to do. So thank you so much for your time, again, and your consideration.
All right, thank you. You do have 30 more seconds.
Oh, I do?
Yeah.
Okay, I also want to... Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I also want to point out that I am one of the only Afro-Indigenous woman-centered spaces in Emeryville, meaning there is no other space that exists here that is run and operated by someone like me. And I think that is something of value and unique that I bring to the city of Emeryville. And I would like to expose myself and my space as well as my light. And there you have it.
There it is.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I would say I have noticed that you are a bona fide hustler because most of the site locations are at your site. So kudos to you getting paid regardless. But so is this like a one-time event that you're going to be hosting, or is this like a monthly thing?
So the event that we hosted, the four gatherings that I hosted in February was a pilot. I wanted to see if people were interested. What was the engagement? Would people want to come back? And so that's why I'm writing the grant to do the event again, because I funded the first one myself. Now, I'm a small business. I really consider myself an entrepreneur. So to fund a project like this is a lot for me to do. But this just shows my investment and the love that I have for the community and for the city of Emeryville. So really the proposal is asking for the city of Emeryville to partner with me and making sure that this event can be repeated and the community can have access to this ongoing. I really welcome more questions. I only prepared a 2-minute presentation because I wanted to know what you all think.
I'll ask the partial funding question, maybe even more specifically, like what could you do with partial funding, or what would you be willing to do?
Well, I mean, of course, with partial funding, I can continue to do what I have done. But the idea is that I want to do something that's sustainable, and I also want to do something better. So though I can do what I just did, but I would like to see how far I can go and how much more of an impact I can have. And we all know that $10,000 today is something, but it's not a lot. And that it requires money to really be able to have an impact. And so my proposal is that, you know, although I can and I will, but I want to make a greater impact, and I also want to be sustainable. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
One question for you. The last line you have here in your presentation, it says multiply that by 120 participants over 4 weeks. Is this four different events, one every week?
It's a series.
A series.
So, yes. So every week there's an opportunity for the community to come out and gather.
And how do you intend to get the word out to the community to come gather?
Well, I have a very extensive network. I have been in business for 10 years, and I have a powerful product and a powerful brand. And not only that, I am a resident and business owner at the Emory. And that development has over 500 units and families. And so I have, the people are there. They just need a place to come. And I encourage you guys to dig into them cookies now. Now, the first person who has one might have three, but it's really two people supposed to have a cookie each, okay? And by the way, just to let you know, those cookies also are vegan, gluten-free, and grain-free. That is my superpower. I create a product that actually is inclusive, and that's why we center our activities around the cookies, because cookies bring joy.
There's still sugar in them, though?
There's coconut sugar, no white sugar, though.
As long as there's some kind of sugar.
There's some sugar now. Ain't no butter now, but I don't think you're going to be able to tell that. Okay. But yes, thank you all for your time.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. And our next is Rudy's Can't Fail Cafe, live music on the patio. And it's just going to take me a quick sec to get all those pictures up, so just give me a moment. Doug.
Well, I would have brought French fries and burgers if I had known.
we'll wait. sorry, they weren't all opening up at the same time.
No problem.
I just had to do that really quick. And one more. And I apologize, for some reason the sound is not working for those that did send video. I think you sent one.
Just all PDFs, I believe.
Well, they're all, there's one that came as a PNG, but all.
Right.
Okay. I'm going to share my screen and then I'll just flip through the photos for you during your presentation.
Sure.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Great. Second. All right. Ready? Go.
Good evening, Selection Committee. Thank you for hearing us all today. I'm sure I'm like 20th in line, so it's been a long time. My name is Douglas Smith. I'm co-owner and manager of Rudy's Can't Fail Cafe in Emeryville. We've been a cornerstone of the city's independent dining scene since 2002. In the last several years, Rudy's has been developing a live music on the patio series that features Bay Area bands performing live music for our local community at no cost. We're applying for a community promotion grant to help continue and expand our live music on the patio series. Grant funding would allow us to support the arts by compensating local musicians with community draw. This in turn will help us to continue to sustain our small business here in Emeryville. Additionally, the funding would be also used to help pay for required music licensing fees that are higher for live music from ASCAP, BMI, and CSAC, as well as upgrading some of the patio heating, seating, and promotional costs for the musical events. The concerts we host at Rudy's create vibrant, exciting evenings that bring folks into Emeryville from all over the Bay Area. We're putting our little city on the map as a happening musical gathering spot. The program promotes Emeryville as an arts center with live musical performances in the shadow of our historic City Hall. It encourages our community to enjoy experiencing live music in a welcoming outdoor setting. Neighbors from all over Emeryville frequent these events. We've regularly hosted residents from the Watergate Apartments, the Emeryville Marina, and from 1440 by the Bay Senior Living Community right around the corner from Rudy's. During the past 3 years, our performance series has run from April through October. It's completely outdoors, and it gives our community access to free live music from all around the Bay. We focus on Emeryville and East Bay artists and invite local performers of all ages and musical genres, blues, jazz, rock and roll, country, folk music, etc. All can submit their work for consideration. I'm a graduate of Berklee College of Music in Boston and a jazz and contemporary music pianist and keyboardist. In addition to managing Rudy's, I've been developing the live music program on the patio series and scouting local groups. I see the hard work these passionate artists put into developing their live shows, promoting their events, and setting up their sound, lighting equipment on the patio, and recognize the opportunity to expand our reach. I also see the feedback and the gratitude from the audience members at these events. And a lot of the members that come out, audience members come out, I recognize them from being in the neighborhood, being regulars at the restaurant, but also has brought new faces into Emeryville, which I haven't seen before, that show up just for these musical events. Thank you for your consideration. As an iconic, independent Emeryville restaurant, we look forward to continuing to nourish our community's artistic soul. Thank you.
Look at you. Good job.
Did practice that.
Timing. Music's about timing.
Yeah. Any questions?
I was curious. I would happily attend whether it was free or not, but I'm wondering if are people from the community welcome to sit and enjoy it without purchasing something?
Yeah, there's not really a requirement for that. I mean, a lot of times we also have family members of the bands that are performing, bringing their kids. You know, there's not like a cover charge or drink minimum or something like to that effect. Plus, some of the seating is even outside of – this is a really good photo of one of the bands that's really popular. There's seating that actually our landlord, Ben Yee, helped put in the bench that's in the front of the restaurant. And so we've had times when people were kind of just watching from – my favorite is when the bus drivers, AC Transit, drive by and they, like, they slow down. And they're checking out the music, you know. But yes, yeah, so we don't have a drink minimum or a requirement for that. And also, I didn't really put the timing in there, I think, but they're all on Friday and Saturday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. Just to coincide with, you know, people being off work, especially. And I've tried to do it on Thursday nights, but because it was so established on Friday, no one showed up, so.
If you do not get all the funding, will you still be able to do this?
We're still going to run the program. The funding definitely helps us, especially with some of the costs that are additional to having live music. The music licensing in particular, to do it legally, we have to pay. These services actually see that we're advertising online. We have live music, and they give us the revised invoices, which amount to about $2,000 a year just for those music licenses. But yes, we would do the program. I hope to be able to give some payment to the people that are participating if we have enough funding, which is it's difficult. And last year we had 37 different musical events from April to October. And put that burger order in.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Let me just pull all of this up. But I am happy. Our last, but absolutely, certainly not the least. I am very happy to end with Spoiled Boutique and the Juneteenth Bay Area Black Fashion Expo. And if you give me a moment, I'm going to pull everything up. Okay. And I think I got it, but we had some sound issues, so I can play it. You'll have to narrate.
Totally fine.
Okay.
The visual is much better than
got it.
Sound.
Okay, let me see what I can do here.
That actually can be completely in lieu of the slide.
Okay, that's great. And I can play while you're talking? Is that
okay?
Okay, I can go ahead and start that. Oh, sorry, let me share my screen. Wait, no, don't start without me. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Mika McCants. I'm the founder of the Bay Area Black Fashion Expo, also known as BAFE. I'm also the owner of Spoiled Boutique right here in Emeryville, located at Bay Street. I've been an entrepreneur for over 20 years, and for the past year, 5 years, I've proudly operated my business here in Emeryville and Bay Street, so I care deeply about the economic growth, culture, and community development for the city. The Bay Area Black Fashion Expo was created to serve a purpose that I saw was missing, not only in the region, but specifically here in Emeryville. While many cities throughout the Bay Area host Juneteenth celebrations, Emeryville historically has not had an appointed Juneteenth event that brings the community together to celebrate culture, entrepreneurship, and economic empowerment. BAFE fills that gap. Our event is a Juneteenth-centered celebration for fashion, beauty, music, entrepreneurship, culture, and designed to highlight Black-owned businesses, creatives, and emerging talent while also creating a vibrant destination event that benefits the entire Emeryville community. Now entering our third year, BAFE has grown into a major community event featuring over 100 Black-owned businesses, artists, designers, beauty professionals, and youth participants. The event attracts thousands of visitors from across the Bay Area who come to Emeryville specifically to shop and dine and experience the city in the event. Last year alone, the event generated an estimated $350,000 in economic impact for the city of Emeryville, benefiting local restaurants, retailers, hotels, and small businesses in the area all on Bay Street. Beyond economic impact, BAPTI also focuses heavily on youth engagement and community development. We include youth fashion segments this year, workshops, and educational programming that introduce young people to opportunities in creative industries, entrepreneurship, and innovation. In many ways, BAPTI has organically become Emeryville's Juneteenth celebration, providing a culturally meaningful event while also driving tourism, small business growth, and community engagement. Support from the City of Emeryville would help us expand the event's reach, increase youth programming, enhance production, and continue positioning Emeryville as a city that supports diversity, creativity, culture, and small business innovation. BAPTI is more than just an event. It's a platform for opportunity, economic circulation, and cultural celebration that brings people together while directly benefiting the city. With the city's support, we can continue building this into a signature Juneteenth event for Emeryville for years to come. And not to mention, it is such a fun time, guys. Thank you. Any questions?
Yeah, you mentioned youth programming. Could you tell me a little more about that?
Yes. So this particular year, we've decided to include youth designers and a youth fashion segment. So we have actual young people that have created clothing lines that will be showcasing their work on the runway, as well as youth youth models, and then we're going to have youth workshops. We have a participant that actually is a business owner within my business as well. She showcases her work. It's called Benita the Bumblebee. And she's a character that was created during the pandemic, basically to explain what the pandemic is about to the youth. Well, she's a character that's going to dress up in the costume. She conducts a workshop for the STEAM program, and that's going to be going on at our actual event.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This shouldn't surprise anyone, but I have been to some of the Juneteenth events, and I've been to the fashion show.
Okay.
Now, I do see this does have a substantial amount budget of $50,000.
Yes.
So if you're not awarded the full budget, how do you plan on funding this?
Well, I have partnered with Bay Street. They've been so gracious to give us some funding last year, and I came out of my own pocket about $20,000 last year. We anticipated for it to be bigger this year. We had about 4,000 participants or attendees last year, and we anticipate to maybe cross 5,000 this year. I've reached out to folks for potential sponsorships. I'm still waiting to hear back on a few of those, and we've gotten some.
Do you charge the other fees for any participants, the vendors, the people showing up?
There are vendor fees, yes. However, the actual entry, there's no entry fee. It is a free event to the public. Any other questions? I'm the last one, guys. Come on, let me
have it. Come on.
Let me have it. Nothing else?
How many events like this have you thrown? Or
this will be our third year. The first year we had about 1,500 attend. Last year, just under 4,000, and again, we anticipate over 5 this year. It's gone over very well with the community and just the Bay Area in general.
I do have another question. You mentioned that it generated economically of $350,000.
Yes.
Correct. Where did you get those?
That's an estimate based on the participation. So, again, we had just under 4,000 participants last year, not participants, but attendees last year. And we estimated that each individual spent anywhere from $80 to $100.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
No further questions.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, and thank you for being the last grant application. Thank you so much. We're going to take a break. I think you guys probably need a quick stretch break, and we will resume in about, what did you say, 10, 15 minutes? Do you want 15? 10? 10. All right, 10 minutes. Thank you. Yeah, the bathrooms are on the other side of the elevator. And there's also another set down on the bottom floor if you want them. Yeah, that should be, yep, full. Yep, okay. That's it. I need to pause. Oh, thank you, everybody. Great job, everybody. Great job. I will be in touch Friday at the latest, if not Monday, about all the results. Congrats, everybody. We'll be in touch no matter what.
I don't think I heard anyone.
I'm going to just say everything that's being said out loud right now is now being recorded and transcribed.
Oh, yeah.
But let me pull up my...
I'm not sure about this.
Let me pull up my spreadsheet really quick. One second.
There's a couple of easy no's for me. Or there's one easy no and a couple of... I think no, but I could get talked into.
Oh, yeah.
Little kid nature one is hard no.
Now, these both are cool. Yes. Does anybody else want some water? There's more water here if that one's empty. Share my screen.
Good point. And I have some comments.
Which one?
Okay.
The nature.
Oh, that one. No, that's a joke.
I just want to make sure that you guys know that I'm transcribing right now. So this is my spreadsheet. This is going by, so I just, you know, the important things, are here on the spreadsheet, the name, the event, the area that's being benefited, how many members they said were, would be benefited, as well as the amount requested. And as you can see, you each have a column. And I also added a column for total points if anyone happened to, do some points. And I can record those as well. So the way we worked last year and it went pretty well is we kind of, again, like I said, is there anything that, we can start with whoever wants to start? And is there's those ones that you feel the passionately about where they should receive 100% full funding? And so let's get those out of the way and get voted on those. And then we can just move down the list. Okay. So is there anyone who wants to be brave and start? All right, David. Okay. Let me just pull up my thing here. All this chocolate and cookies, and I'm going to go into a diabetic coma. All right. Let's see here.
Oh, yes, sir.
So it was a total of 60 points.
Didn't say no bonuses.
So yeah. And again, like I said, the points, for example, last year we didn't use the points. Because everyone really had a strong opinion about, where it should go. And so.
I don't know that I need points.
Does anyone? Yeah.
If it works for that.
Yeah. And then we can use them as a tiebreaker. All right. Who wants to start with, who wants to pick the first one that is like, we want to fund this? Institute, number five. All right.
Well, I will say like all of the ones that's on my full list.
Yeah.
All of them though, it's hard. This is, at some point as I was doing it, I was like, oh, I have more full funds than I can do. So like, that was on my list, and also I could go low.
Yeah. Okay. That's great. So since we're on Kala, we can kind of stay there. So Sam, we can start with the, you know, saying 10, and then from there we can say, oh, let's bring it down a little bit, and not, you know, if we want to bring it down at all.
I put 5 on
you. You put 5, Sam? Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Calvin. Jeff and Nick, did you guys have any thoughts on? There was. It's number 5.
Yeah, I like serve a community.
Yeah, you know that. Jeff? 10 as well? Okay, thanks.
I can do the next one. This was my problem, is a lot of the student ones, that's a fully fund, but spread the money out. So those are the ones that I tended to then underfund, even though. The next one I would put that I did keep at 10.
Uh-huh.
The dancing in schools, Nancy.
Nancy Kirk.
Next week.
I think so in the budget, they're asked to really try and give us as much, like, factual how much money it'll cost them, they really can only ask for 10. So there should be a column of 12, like she probably put 12,500, and then there's, hey, this is how much we're asking for. Nancy Cartman, these are in alphabetical. Is that across the board? 10 full? Okay. No, I didn't include all that, but they did.
I also, the scientific adventures for girls, I put at 10. Yeah, I could go lower, but that one I liked a lot.
I put that one at 5.
I'm sorry, which one was that?
Scientific adventures for girls.
Okay.
That's what got me back to 10. But I'm okay. I'd be okay at 5 too. Like, yeah.
Okay. All right. So, sorry, David, Sam at 10. Calvin, you were at 5. And Nick, you said? I don't think you said. Yeah.
Yes.
Totally.
Yeah.
100%. Okay. And then, I'm sorry, Jeff, that was correct for you too, the full 10? Okay. Okay, what's our next fully fund or close to? Yeah. Full? Okay. That was number 12.
For some reason, I put 8,000.
That's okay, too.
Somehow got mine to 80,000, I think.
Budget guy.
That is, yeah. Sorry.
It's 8,000, Sam, and everyone else recommending 10.
Go ahead. I've already said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they've actually been doing it for a very long time.
Several of these, I was like, okay, I need to be on Instagram or something. Like, I have no idea how I'm supposed to hear about these things. Yeah.
Jeff, were you recommending the full amount? Okay. Thank you.
The Jazz.
7?
I said 5 mainly because.
Actually, it Golden Gate Library, we have a contract. It's our city library. Yeah. I know you know. But, yeah, I know it's in Oakland, and so it does have that little bit of that. Yeah, but so appreciate it.
We can't because we're there. So.
Yeah. No.
Like, I knew it was in Oakland. I didn't know it was a city
contract. Yeah.
I put 5.
Okay, great. Thank you. Actually, I believe the contract is being renewed. It'll be at City Council April, I believe.
I'm to move the library, otherwise yeah, say
build
no.
One, build one in Emeryville, and then they'll get the one.
Okay. All right. What's our next one? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Would you recommend the full amount? Okay. Anyone else want to? It was number 1. It was our first. She was actually our last presenter last year. So. Okay.
Actually love that one. I did 2,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know.
Mm-hmm. I'm a little bit, it's like mostly her salary. I a little bit have an issue with that. Like, I understand we should pay artists for their work, but also, is it funding her or is it funding a community event? How much is she donating, really? It's a little, didn't love it. Oh, maybe I've... Hi, Ron. Yeah, so I basically said, give her the $2,000 for supplies. The rest. Does she really need insurance? This is what I was not clear about. Why does she?
Yeah, they're required to have insurance. Okay. And they can, they are given the option to put those fees. So, like, for example, any of them that are renting, are doing events in our park, they have to pay rental fees for our parks.
It was interesting. I don't know who she's getting insurance from, but hers was higher than a lot of other folks. It's interesting. It's just supplies, so maybe insurance is $2,500.
I believe she, yeah, and I think she set it to allocate to if it was $75. If they were paying out of pocket, it would be $75 per person. Is what it amounts to.
Also, that's, man, it's a high fee for one class, one person. I thought partial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at it again.
Okay. Great. Not a problem. Jeff and Nick, you guys have two? Okay. Jeff?
Is also one that maybe the city would fund. Down to zero, down to zero.
Yeah,
anyway, no, no.
Give it to somebody. $2,000.
You can go back to that one. You can see I'm averaging it out because sometimes that does help when you have some imbalance and we can get to these partial ones here and there. So, yeah. Okay. Good.
So I'm easily talked out of this one, so I'll say it early. Of the walking tours, I would give that the full amount, but I'm also okay going down. I think that one has, no, not there. This is good.
I had a star. I thought it
was. Yeah.
Yeah. I gave him like $1,000.
It's just that it's a thing I love. It's like, it's the only thing that felt super durable long term.
I mean, I got the map. I can go do it right now.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the most recent one that we paid for.
Placards cost, like, there's a physical thing that gets added. I like that. It's the most sustainable. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a bad. Yeah.
38? Okay, 38. And so, yeah. You said, Calvin, you said 2,000? Okay. And then what, everyone else is on the 3,800?
Yeah, I'll go
back. Okay.
Ooh, I'm coming in under now. They landed at $75,300.
Yeah, it would, if you look at the budgets too, it helps guide it. If you're looking at these partial ones too, you can say, "Oh, we're going to fund the supplies and you know that type of thing." So that's why the budget's important.
Are those, are you recommending fully fund? Yeah, so if you look at their budgets, so there's two columns. There's the left column is all about, that's their, they're telling you the story. Like, this is how much it's going to cost us to really do this if they do it right, which we guide them as much as we can. This is really what's going to cost me to do this program. And this is how I'm going to take that 10,000 and allocate it to these areas. Some do it just, you know, 10-10, you know, that type of thing. So if you're seeing alternate numbers, that's the reason why. Yeah.
8,000 for that.
Sam, 8,000. So David, were you saying 10, the full 10? I'm sorry, you said 8? Okay, great. Thank you. I don't know. Nick, did you have a number? Okay. Oh, total for both events? Okay, great. Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll go back and address, I promise you. We'll stay on budget, I promise. Okay. Thank you. Jeff, were you also on that? And then,
in Juneteenth.
Yeah.
Expensive as it is, even.
They get money from base. So does Fishnuts and Film.
Yeah.
Bay Street has like a fund. I love this one because they charge the vendor. So I'm not subsidizing the entire event. No, I don't love this. Like, the vendors aren't getting anything. Charging them something. Participants are expected to buy things. It's a very commercial event.
Probably I don't love the cost breakdown.
I heard costs,
you know, like
this is not reasonable.
Vendor 10.
I also don't believe some of these numbers. These are. This seems like a really big event, has its own revenue sources, like almost saying she loses money. This one, I didn't put zero for this one. It was more a only community event, free in a park. What that one is really idea. There is one.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't want to ask her, but I'm like, what is different?
Yeah.
And what experience do you have running? Like, those aren't easy to run.
Yeah.
And so I don't know.
I didn't love that one either.
I didn't love that one. Only because it's not, I just don't know that it's all the way there.
Cook that.
But don't, like, this is my opinion. Like, you all, we'll see how it lands. You
so
find the ones you want.
For the 21, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just the public.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 75? Yeah.
Gonna have 4,000 or 5,000 people down there. You at least sure would say.
For the person that puts on events in the city, it costs a lot of money, and it does take these collaborations with all the organizations involved. All of these events, not just this one, but all of these events here, it costs a lot of money. I mean, it's just for a stage alone is anywhere from $4,000 to $5,000 just for the day to have a stage. And that was before inflation right now. Yeah, no. I am not encouraging either way. I know it's hard to read the budget, so I'm just throwing the perspective in and this is also my statement for all of these events that are listed on this thing. So. Yeah. Well, we actually require, so this is, you know, all events here, all of these events have to go through our community event permit application process if they have this event. And that require, and there's certain things. There's a very clear guide on our city website that follows the municipal code that, you know, there's some certain rules they have to apply to. And that includes they have to have very specific garbage, you know, displacement like recycling, composting, and support. They have to encourage ride share. They have to encourage using public transportation. There's all those things that are values of the city that they are required to do. And their permit process is reviewed by police, fire, and all of the entities here, public works. So they still have to go through that process no matter what.
It's true for all the events here.
All events. Whether we pay, whether they get a grant or they're paying out of pocket, they have to go through that process.
Is this the biggest event by
at Bay Street, yeah. This one in our Harvest Festival.
I didn't mean citywide, like even in this packet.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, 100%. 100% is the largest.
Yeah, 10. They could have
okay. 10. Yeah, yeah. Nope, wrong one. She's always advertising the Juneteenth celebration. Okay, that's fine. Oh, you said 75, David? I'm so sorry. Thank you.
Did they get funding last year?
No. They've never applied. This is their first time applying. Where's my book?
Do you want to start from the bottom?
So based on the averages right now, we're at 65. Okay. That's based on the average amounts that you are all voting for. So if you want to, let me just make sure, because I think you were also talking about fishnets. I want to make sure I got that on there. Fishnets. Teresa, and then, okay, got it. So starting from the top, based on where we haven't put any yet, or is there any that anyone wants to bring up that haven't been brought up yet?
That's a great one to start with. I'm at zero.
Bay Street, Emeryville. Zero? Okay.
It sounded like policing, you know, like they already have security guards there, like someone's walking around. Then they could have the business owners chip in. Like,
that's great feedback.
Still subsidized by the city.
Said something.
Yeah, that's okay.
No. No, that's right.
The one below it.
I like that one.
I like it a lot, but I was wondering, after the donor, do they mention after that, or that? That's my thought. She's fully baked.
I almost asked, she did answer, or she said something. I was like, it clicked for me, but I'm assuming too much. She said she'll recruit from beauty school. I think she sometimes is getting folks who are learning basic beauty skills, get their license, and then she teaches them a thing they probably are not learning. How to do braiding, specialty hair stuff. I like that it's leaving a skill for folks. I forgot what I put. It's
2,500. Sam, you said 25. David? So everyone was 2,500 across the board? If you guys could indulge, Kristen just had a quick question.
I was curious to hear it, but didn't get in the middle of that. Yeah. I want to hear it.
David at Bay Street, you know, he's a Bay Street guy. He's not a community guy. So I just want to clarify the project. So there was a comment that's like, it sounds like policing. The goal of the project is the opposite of that. So we're taking an approach in partnership with them to do a community-based approach to the young people that go to Bay Street. So Youth Alive is a youth-serving organization that does this work in other communities that we'd like to bring on. Their contract is around $50,000. So any money would be going towards that. We also have identified a team room there that David has secured the contractor for Bay Street. We'll do it pro bono because he's really excited about the project. And so we want to create a safe space for teens there and also people that are able to create relationships. And so if it came across as a policing program, I think I just wanted to clarify that. Yes. And that actually started this conversation 2 years ago, and the manager at the time wanted a police intervention approach, and that's not something that I do in my role as youth supervisor. So when I met David, I come on and I pitched him the teen center. He was like, oh, that sounds fun. And he was touring other similar places like the what is it? Bricada? What's in Concord?
Bricada.
That's his other property that he oversees. They're having the same kind of conversations there around youth and like positive outlets, and so the idea is that whatever we create in collaboration around a youth program would hopefully be a model that other cities can replicate. So you didn't say that, but I just want to just clarify. I don't know if that helps, but I just wanted to clarify.
Yeah. Concerns. My understanding is Bay Street very proper. It is city property they're on. They're already getting huge benefits. They also contribute a lot.
Yep.
The team room was a much
that's a
better pitch.
A new thing, the other thing is because their budget is already done for this year and we wanted to start programming for this year, the idea of applying for this grant was something. He has, and that was one of the first things we said is how can we incorporate the future cost for sustainability with businesses. We obviously haven't approach businesses in that way. But the idea is also to create workforce development programs with the businesses at Bay Street. So this is a really baby beta program that we're looking to start. But again, that's just more clarification.
Thank you, Nick. Appreciate that. All right. Sorry, we were on. Let me go back to the top. Emeryville.
Major no's.
Okay. Yeah. You want to? Is there any no's? Like flat out, I don't want to fund this.
Yeah. Us for us, Bay Area. Seems like a one-day thing.
My biggest issue was the call.
Yeah.
Say?
And also, I did not get a presentation. I
also did not like that. He kind of threw you under the bus.
But I didn't get a presentation. As many other people decided not to do a presentation. I thought he spoke very well. That was great. It was fantastic.
I didn't like the fees of just like out of the $10,000, $6,000 was going to like parties. Just because of right. I know Shell Hart, some of the people. I know them.
I also, like, we're doing a lot. I had a lot of others for the schools already, like sustained programs, and this was one. It's a big chunk of money to throw in. I remember doing these kind of things, and they're not the thing I can. Time. It would help some kids. There's some kid that would connect, and it's awesome.
I was caught up by that. This was a sustained thing.
What are you doing after it?
Definitely not giving them $10,000.
Yeah. I think it's a great idea.
Sort of started talking before officially we started that.
Oh yeah, micro merchant communication.
Really like it. We already have the Emeryville Commerce connection. She hasn't done this. I don't know. I'm at zero.
I think it was cheap.
Basically, bang for pound.
Yeah.
I didn't understand going to market.
So was she the one who said she was the only black?
That was the cookies.
The social?
That was Princessa. Okay, great. 14. Is there any other big no's? Because I got a lot of blanks here.
All right. This is a hard one because coming into this, I would have given it money. The parents as teachers actually put as a zero after presentation. She's already getting like state money and stuff. felt like this was a it's a great program. I'm totally willing to put money to it. Yeah. Already giving a lot of money to other kids and student programs. This one, I'm like, man, can't either the state or the state kick in money? Is this really a community? This is my pick.
Yeah,
it's great. I don't know. I just.
They got support from the district. Their support letter. This one is.
Is this one the city would fund?
No.
No.
Okay. I mean, not necessarily. We're already doing a parent empowerment group, but it's something. This is something totally different.
They're bringing in licensed therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was expensive.
Yeah.
Five. Alvin and David, five. Sam, five. Nixon for five. Jeff?
Stuff out there.
Good. Anyone?
Yeah.
Cookies and Connections, social series. We should at least look at how many we're funding at this one place.
That's what I said. I said, I said you can pay it regardless, girl. Like
of the ones, I liked a lot of them. This one was the most. It's like you're just paying yourself to get people to show up. Like I didn't love.
I mean, what was the? It was number 19.
Yeah,
number 19. That's Empress. She's the owner of my Chocolate Mama Cookies. This store.
The cookies
are only. Is that her building? So she doesn't really need.
Yeah, she's paying herself for half of it.
She doesn't really need the rental fees. I can just scrap that out.
It's
her building. No one lives. So I live in the building.
Yeah. That's. Yeah,
she's going to get money from a couple of these other ones.
All these are located? They're all in her building, most of them.
She's,
which is great.
Yeah. Events.
She needs to start the...
that actually is...
It's also based in her thing.
The bottom floor is a retail.
It's retail. It's live work. Retail and live work. Yeah, and so like those are the ones I did check in with community development to make sure that there's not any like permit issues or concerns with this many people or hosting those because some of those spaces aren't necessarily permitted or coded to host those types of things, which that space is, and whenever we host events at that park, they're always part of it.
Like that.
That's Nick, okay.
It's like right across the street, and they do a pretty good job. Yeah. So like I think it's good. They're nonprofits too. They're not a business.
Yeah, that's what.
Let's give Bay Street $6,000 if they do some combat training.
Yeah, I was wild at this one. It's like
We're teaching these people how to fight, you know what I'm saying? They're like walking away. You know?
So six would cover.
Go to a six.
Process for free.
Right. The handwritten things tells me you spent a lot of time on this. So thank you. This is not some Avery template that you.
Yeah, no.
So they're only going to allow 5 applicants.
Oh.
It was like 2 different programs, I think. One was like lower cost memberships. And then one was like workshops, maybe?
Yeah.
I got a little confused. Sorry, what number?
It's 11.
Thank you.
Is there serving 100 people? In their application, it says they're serving 100 people with the 10 that they asked for.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that...
Yes.
So that's 6 people.
Yeah. 25 people every quarter.
I think it's
not a ton of impact.
Yeah.
I just the only things I heard, sorry, was David 6, Nick 5. Am I still on that? Is that 5? Calvin 2.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no, not 20,000, sorry.
Calvin's going. Yeah.
20,000!
Overriding the room.
Sam, you said 5?
5, yeah.
5, okay.
I did like the gym. I wish it was longer than a...
That was one that was zero for me into tonight. It was like, because they also, they charge them 100 to get the scholarship. So I was a little bit like, oh man, like this is a very limited thing and you're still charging something. But
true.
Is this a first?
Yeah. No. I'm not supposed to. Go ahead.
Yeah. That maybe, like, in theory, it's only funding a couple kids, but that funds the entire thing. So
it only funds it for 60 days.
That's true.
Yeah.
I don't know. See where it goes. This one could
did their budget say what the cost per child? So if there was like a number there, Calvin, you're saying 5. Sam and Calvin.
A number again. Also gonna like
them being so nervous and then doing such a great job, for some reason, that also on its own. But
they missed the deadline last year.
They missed the deadline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This one's so tough for me.
Yeah.
I'm never five. I think let's try five and see what happens.
I've got Sam and Calvin on five. David is five. Nick, five. Jeff? we will be revisiting because I know that number has gone way up at the bottom.
Yeah, yeah.
You're at 82,340.
Let's
hit up the ones that you have that we haven't even talked about. So Emeryville Children of Nature, I don't want the fact that that sound didn't work I didn't realize there was a video and I would have figured that one out a little bit faster. So I apologize for that. I mean, it is a message and it's got some really great music on it and stuff. But yeah.
I'd love to ask this grave.
Did you think you have boo in your notes? Boo?
Why? Why?
I think it's a great concept. But...
Well, to be fair, the execution is in partnership with the school district and the board who approves the plans and does all the contractors and stuff like that. So East Bay Children of Nature are definitely consultants as their expertise in nature play. But it's a collaboration always on those things. So Stanford, if you've gone to Stanford Park, that NEA, the nature exploration area there is East Bay Children of Nature. More so than what's at the ECCL. But there is a separate path down behind the Red Play structure. That was something that was there. More of their concept, but the one that's in the old Kinder Buddies play area, that was in more partnership with the school district. So collaboration, yeah. And so I believe the majority of their funding is like their pop-ups, like, you know, all of the things sure. that they're, the supplies, that blank area at the Head Start, like putting something in there. So, yeah, I think it's they do a lot. Well, you know, they pick up stuff in the parks, and that's the part of their supply. So when I think Patty says that it's part of it is, but the tree stumps, for example, are really high quality tree stumps that she tries to get for. She's a hustler. She tries to get the best prices for every single thing. I would venture to say that it's for everyone to be like, especially like Fishnets, like that's somebody that was like, you give me more money, I can do more. I think East Bay Children of Nature is a good example of that. Like, if you give me some, I will do it, but I will do it regardless. I think, you know, we heard that throughout the night, and I would say East Bay Children of Nature is like one of those that they will make good on the promise to do something wonderful as much as they can with the funding they're given.
I like that I did six, somewhat arbitrary. But the thing I really liked, and I would tell them where to do it, for one of the few that had permanent impact, like, is the ones I really liked. Because you fund it once, next time if they want money, something new, not the same thing. A lot of these ones that every year they need money, it's fine, but, like, we kind of, yeah, and, like, they're, you know, and they're going to do 4,000 with the NEA conversion. And like minute installations, I don't know. I like this.
Yeah, for two.
Two.
Yeah.
We have to skirt the.
Yeah, I'm not.
just read the
not advocating. Yeah. Explain.
Yeah. Content.
And feel free to say the amount that you want, because we can go back and trim around. I'd prefer to, yeah. So you were saying 2,800, Nick? And Jeff, were you 3? Thank you. We do a lot of partnerships with them. Obviously what they're going to be, they're proposing to build at the 2 spaces. But their park events are massive. Like, there's hundreds of kids and families that come out to park events. So.
Other.
We did not talk about exotic links and body essentials, the youth cultural identity and healing art workshop series.
Could you maybe get us started on that one? That was one I came in with no. And I got really conflicted because I really liked what she said. I still don't love it. Okay, now, of the ones at the cookie shop, I like the hair one. I like the up on that one. I don't have a stronger. It felt one of the looser ones, like, exactly. So then she showed the jewelry stuff, and I'm like, wait, are you selling that? I'll stick with 0, I guess, to start.
The chocolate.
Okay, Mama.
That's what I was
thinking. Yeah. That was a little bit my thought when we were eating them. I was like, you know what, though? It's a good idea. So, you know?
I'll post them all in my place.
Yeah.
I mean, I like all the edges.
Yeah. The budget I struggled with on this one. I'm curious. Well, all right, maybe. It's...
Well, yeah, I'm curious. Yeah, right. Like, a lot of these are at the same place, but this one's still as far as they. $1,000.
I didn't bother. To, the same facility. I didn't bother to do the math of like how many hours is each one, how many times.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe it makes sense. But...
Because I keep here, we keep talking about like 1 or 2 events that are at this specific location, but the one we're on is the Youth Cultural Identity and Healing Art Workshop, which was the jewelry making class, I believe,
yeah.
With the recycled materials.
I think I'm 0.
Zero cap. So I'm just...
trying to write notes, but I don't know what to tell you exactly.
That's okay.
They actually have a projected income.
Yeah.
Oh, this one is a ticketed thing?
Yeah. Back to 0 again.
I'm at -1,000 and I'm going to put it somewhere else. Yeah, sorry. All right, we can move on.
Yeah. Rudy's go across
it. Yeah, Rudy's.
Oh, yeah, Rudy's. Rudy.
I don't know, man. Yes. Is it? it is a couple of them. It's a very commercial event. But whether I would want, if it was funded, I want them to do something to make.
Come in and you buy your drink.
Yeah. There's a natural like social pressure.
Like it's free, but.
Yeah, like we're gonna have the waiter come by and ask if you need it. Yeah.
Never is it?
This was 20.
Yeah, right. Something I would give them. Music license would be.
How about that too? It was like a
I think on the budget,
$750. But I just rounded it off at a solid 1,000.
Is it good with 1,000?
Sticking to zero.
Only okay.
Because I don't know what he was talking about. I've never heard that you have to pay licensing fees for live music. Oh, that
you do.
We do.
That's crazy.
You have to pay three different entities to be allowed to music, movies, ASCAP, BMI, and there's another one.
These are the movies. A live musician playing live music.
It's written by somebody else.
That's crazy.
So since they're not playing on a radio, they can't get like...
And he also has to pay the city cabaret permits to have live music in your business as well, which I believe, don't quote me, is like $1,500 to $2,000.
Is that in his budget?
Don't. I think he put the cabaret in there. Yeah, any like Bay Street, all of, anyone that has live music has to pay permits, cabaret permits. And yeah, we the city for the senior center specifically because we always have live music and we play movies every Friday for everyone. At all our movies in the park, it's $500 to play a movie. Just for the fees to pay. Fees to be allowed to play a movie in the public.
No, not if they write.
Not band writes over, but if they play like Michael
covers.
Jackson.
Yeah, if they play anything yeah, like, yeah, if they cover a song, yeah, pay for it. If
to bring us down to the 750, I'll just stay at zero. To keep the average low.
Technically, the average is 800.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter.
I'm negative, what do I need to hit? No, I just, I don't know.
I'll give him the ass cap. Oh, I guess it's a lot.
Okay, so we're good with the way it looks there? Okay. Other ones that you have not Women of the World, she was number two. Community Wellness and Connection.
Has this one been funded before?
We have never seen this organization before. It was one of our we had a lot of new ones this year that we've not seen before.
It was AI. The whole thing was AI. This was one of the first, right?
Yeah, it's like number two.
Guy was. I think I was sticking.
Just appreciative.
I was worried how much was AI.
Have we funded anything for
the whole program was AI? What is she gonna do? I know she can do this. Do you have any experience? Is it with a
review your AI?
It is.
Always review your AI before you put it out there. Use it, review it.
Images and presentation was AI. The whole thing, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, what are we paying for exactly? I like the energy a lot.
So the
Oh, yeah. It's targeting a
$20. Is it a favor? I don't think, on their budget, I don't think they're charging.
No. No, I think we've gone tall.
I think we've touched on everybody. Let me go back through here.
One at this one, though.
Oh, yeah, these are all, okay, so. Hold on. Let me do a little data sort here.
Because the only one I would fight for to keep it full is the dance. I just love that one for some reason.
She has so much history doing this.
So it is a school thing. I do know. During the day. So to add a lower grade. And the severe body. Your mask in it, which also makes you feel like. Yeah, it's kind of. It's been there.
Oh, yeah, that's a couple of those pictures were at the showcase. Yeah,
I think it's a program that would like make a real impact for some kiddo. Several. It's the only one I was like, gotta do.
Kiddo. Oh, okay. You said
1,000. See where that gets the average.
500. And Nick, you said, I'm sorry. You said 1,000?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me blah, 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 blah. So back up to the top, so we have our top funders are two school programs and Friends of ECDC Music, which is the Littles. Am I missing Kala in there? I thought you fully funded it too. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Sorry. Thank you. Okay.
No, because Calvin and I were.
Which one?
We have a lot of schools.
Getting there. Yeah. 84. 84. 4,500. Event, school. Event. Entitled Futures is a school. It's a school event. Head Over Heels is a youth private event or program. Misfit is an event for all ages. All also, you know, it, yeah. It.
I think Head Over Heels. I want to go down to two.
Two, you said. Nick, oh, 20. Okay, you're gonna stay. Okay, got it. All right, let's see.
I like an average of 2,800. Yeah. You stay there. I'll stay where I am. Yeah. Let's see what else we got. I really liked Misfit Comeback. The average is pretty good for me. Wait, let me just... The Jazz, 7,400, are we sure? I think I am, but... I could go down a little.
Okay.
It is a, I will say, it's a pretty limited market that's interested in that much jazz. There were a lot of it.
I,
it's one of these
few
summer. That's true. That's true.
That is, yep.
All right.
The art, you gave a little, yeah, yeah, they have a little there.
Yeah, come on.
So sorry, where are we at with that one again? Okay. $1,600. Almost there, guys.
Yeah, this at some point. What about the Juneteenth? That... Yeah, we have a lot of schools in the top.
Okay.
No, here. I'll say this.
Thank you.
What about dropping fishnets and what about equalizing Juneteenth and fishnet and the Emeryville Pride? Just putting.
Yeah.
So maybe drop.
One's at 8,000, one at 75. So
do 75 for Emeryville Pride. I guess you could play with getting to the average or just. It all went there. Then Juneteenth and Emeryville Pride are the same.
600.
Yep.
Now we're 600. Everyone okay with that?
Yeah.
Before I got it.
Everyone okay with that? Okay, good. I see that the ACDC has 9,600. I don't know if that's an easy.
Yeah, let's try. Well,
hey, let's just drop that $600. Maybe.
Okay, so it won't even
make you the bad guy here. 7,400.
No, you got it. I think you got to drop me down to like 2,000, maybe. I don't know that I want to be on record as $2,000, but everyone else loves it, and I'm like, this program sucks. I hate kids. Write that in the notes. Yeah. You can't go down on another one. You know what? Maybe just go to 8,000. I can't even get the math to work in my head, yeah.
Take that one up 60.
You guys, $80,000.
Can we look again just to make
sure? Yeah, we'll go through. Let's. Okay. I want to go through the ones that we are zero funding. And if any, I would just throw a couple of comments out so that, because they're going to ask me, and I try to be thoughtful to help them through the process. So the first one is the Women of the World Fund, like the energy, but not sure what was being paid for. Is that the?
I would be straightforward that the AI. It was just so clearly AI that like you got to put more into it if you want.
The applications opened in January, mid-January. They closed February 18th. Once I got the date for them from all of you, I gave them the date, and I said, I would say about a week and a half, 2 weeks. I mean, they had time. Yeah. Had time to prepare. Some grants don't do a presentation. Like, we apply for grants all the time, and then I'll get a random email saying, sorry, you didn't get the money. Like... so this is very unique and not, doesn't happen a lot. And
Yeah. I think there's also, that was the other feedback is like, you've done this before kind of thing, but yours is a much nicer way to phrase that.
Yeah, like the interview merchants.
Do you partner with the Emeryville Commerce Connection? Yeah.
It's not a no. It's like, hey, these are. Like, are you doing. Like, and I don't. I read that proposal and it's. And what that to me be like, oh, sorry.
I don't offer up the feedback right away, but I do offer. They want to ask me questions. I offer that opportunity. Not I have rarely had anyone. I think there will be a chance. I think, especially for the ones on the lower end too. I will also ask for feedback on the lower funded as well, because they'll ask as well.
The other thing I would just say on that one, either was in her writing or she definitely said it too. Talk about advocacy versus with the city. A lot of grants say you can't lobby. Like, this is a different situation, but it got close to me of like, we're going to fund you to come back and say, doing enough for. No, if I, like,
yeah.
Circular.
Okay.
It's been enough.
Real quick, for us, I just have the, you know, that it was just a one, it was a lot of money for a one-day program.
Breakdown, like, is it just for high school?
So I was going to say, Calvin was like, there's some volunteers in there, probably.
I do believe he did say it was a one day. It was for a one day event. So, like, just seeing it spread out.
I think you could also say we're funding a lot of school. This was maybe one of the lowest. Love it.
The body essentials, the youth cultural identity, that was the recyclable material art and jewelry making classes.
I'll say charging a fee and getting the grants is concerning. The exclusive audience, actually. Oh, I could be wrong. Okay. I'm sorry.
Oh, is this one not charging a fee? It's free? Yeah, youth cultural identity healing art workshop series. Yep.
But some of these, it felt like they were pretty. Kind of a.
Yeah. Oh, and in her budget, she said ticket sales $10. So the $1,800. And the costs were a lot of self-funding.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean,
it's not the end of the world, but. This I don't mind so much as, like, the whole program was created by you. At least this is her idea.
Thank you. Cookies and Connections social series. I think your comments were more about funding a program that...
It's a little bit of a private business, funding a private business program.
Yeah.
I also think usually big apartment communities have programming funds. So she said at one point, like, oh, there's 500 people in the Emory. Maybe get the Emory to give instead of.
The only issue is they'd have to do it.
That's true. Right. That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
That's a good point. He was really.
I also send you guys a survey to better this process every year. Like, there's always something we get every year from this process to make it even better and even better. So, hmm? Yes. Nick was here. What was that year we were here until like midnight? It was crazy. They just kept, there was no clock involved because I took over the program and I just copied what we did before. It was my first year. And I was like, never again.
Never again.
Yeah. Like, never again. Yep. Yep.
I will say my normal bedtime is 8:30, so we're like literally.
I'm almost there. I'm sorry. Okay.
No, that's okay.
Really quick.
Doug, we're sorry we couldn't fund base.
Yeah. Oh, it's okay.
I think if that was,
you'll find the money.
And if it was a different idea, if it was one of the other ideas,
one of the other events on Bay Street to pay for his.
Yeah.
I think
AMC. Yeah.
I think the feedback for him will, where it'll really be good feedback, is that the business owner support.
Or the teammates there too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also,
the teenage center would have been a good, you know, thing to present. A lot better than all. Just people just peeking around, making sure I'm not doing nothing wrong. And if I do, instead of them coming to arrest me, they're gonna tell me you shouldn't be doing. As a kid, they're gonna be like, "Well, who are you?"
Yeah. So yes, all of this is a commitment. Actually, sorry, son. But it's, you know, because budgets are done, so it's like, how can you start something? It'll get there.
Yeah.
I have faith that it'll get there.
You have one already?
No, it's not. Yeah. I think we will get there. We'll get there one way.
I will also say the letter of support was not actually a letter of support.
Was Bay Street saying that they're going to doing this? Yeah.
I didn't love.
Okay, so we're good with the zeros. And if I could just get some comments on these low hanging fruit. So Rudy's and 800. It's
commercial business.
Commercial business.
It's offset some of the permit stuff. Say Sam Feldman said zero.
I'm not going to do that, Sam.
So
he orders your club sandwich, so.
There's a reason why I didn't order from Rudy's, because I would feel bad. I don't want to.
Yeah, no, you can't. That would be.
It'd be a massive conflict.
You know, weird eating with cookies.
2300 for art in the senior center.
I will say my comment, but Ron doesn't have to agree. It was a lot of salary, just supply.
And the jazz, too.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Okay, got it. Yeah, okay, got it. Okay. Hands of Hope. So we are funding one of the events at that site, which is the Hands of Hope Hair Education and Empowerment Series.
It's like see how it goes and make sure it includes Emeryville focus because she hasn't done stuff here yet. Maybe in the future more money. Good results. Calvin's point is that do the participants get out of it? I want to speak for you. That was a great point.
Over heels, not enough. I got the not enough.
All number.
Revealed Children in Nature.
I thought that one is great. I think the feedback was there's already a lot of investment in similar things, and this is somewhat maybe the city and others step up a little.
That's got to play at the garden.
And just write boo. Quote boo, unquote. This is recorded. I was like, this is a secret, right? No, not really.
I'll post it.
Like, wait, post it. Hang on.
Yeah. I'm sorry? I think I would have to provide if I have access to it. Yeah. Yeah, it would be considered a public records request. So somebody would have to go through that process. And hope the city and other entities
step up.
The city.
Yeah, but like through their normal funding.
This is general fund. Yeah. Okay, Emeryville Historical Society. See a couple more.
Yeah.
So we fund, it was the permit fees, right? Well, that, so the one he gave, that's for the one they just installed that was funded last year.
Maybe it's one that, if they turn it down, I don't know what you'll do, but like, maybe it's one that's like, this has gotten pretty consistent funding. I know they're getting close to finishing, but get a lot of great things. It's more just like there were so many great things.
They got that email like 5 times from me. There are, this is a very competitive process. A lot of great things happening. Everything's going to get funded.
I think in some ways it's the same thing for the like lots of great things. We really like it.
Would that be kind of the same for the rest of these that got the partial funding, Kala, Parents as Teachers, and Misfit?
Yeah, I think there's I think many of those, at least most of us, would have fully funded it.
Yeah.
Others, I think others below this line, it's like, eh, we may not have funded them.
This is my notes. This is not going out to anybody. I'm the one that has to go back to this. I think that this is good. And ultimately, I have to put together a presentation to City Council. It'll go to City Council in April. I will let you guys know. You guys are welcome to come to the meeting. You're not required. Ultimately, they have to approve this list. They could come back and say, actually, I would like to see this, you know, and they might fool around with the money a little bit. So you never know. So.
Is it the first one in April?
I give myself April. So my goal is to hit the April.
Okay.
Maybe the mid-April date. So
I think there's one of the ones in April where I'm.
It's the first one for your report.
Yes. I will try to show up.
Okay. I think we're good. I think we're good. You guys did a great job.
Earlier than average?
The fact that I'm leaving here before 10 o'clock is
good.
Bonkers right now.
Well, thank you for the time,
no.
All the organization. I also... Oh,
hey!
No, I did not. You all did. Just thank you so much.
Thank you. No, thank you.
Thank you for the input. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
It was good.
Never again. Thanks.
Yeah. You guys got to speak highly of this process to your fellow committee members. So.
My core committee was like, no. I was like, well, fine, I'll do it. I'll do it.
Yes, if you have some.
Yeah. Wait, I was. Also doing the art. The alternate for that one? Is that an alternate one? Same thing.